Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, which means it's Caveman Football on KJO Radio. Get ready for all the play-by-play action with your host, Chuck Benson. This epic showdown on the gridiron, presented by the Insurance Lounge. Shop, compare, and buy coverage for all your insurance needs. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome, everyone. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from quarry rock to fill material, plus the expertise for you. Welcome to Mel Ingram Field. It is October. It is fall. It is about 66 degrees. It is a perfect night for homecoming football here at Mel Ingram Field. The Grants Pass Cavemen welcoming our rival. Certainly the South Bedford Panthers certainly stack up as one of the traditional rivals here in Southern Oregon. It's going to be a great game. Both teams are ready. Both teams present different things to each other. We'll talk about that when we come back right after this from our good friends at Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. We're not flying solo this evening. Welcome back from a family wedding. Zach Morgan, no more than two demerits for missing the game.
Nah. It's going to be back. Good rivalry night. Homecoming. A lot of stuff on the line tonight.
Oh, it should be an exciting night. There's no question about it. The Cavemen are on the field taking the warm-ups. They're in their home blues right now with the white helmets and white numerals. South Bedford, it's a plethora of blue tonight. They show up with the white uniforms with their blue helmets. Dark blue, almost black, with their blue numerals. So there's a lot of blue on the field tonight, and we'll talk about that more when we come back. That's the scene here. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Matt Kennedy after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to six hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary bacon bacon cheddar pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Matt Kennedy, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Air Man, making your indoor air quality just safe and breathable. And coach, well, what a game last Friday night. Record-setting performances by both your running back and your receiver here. Tell me about those two young men.
Two kids, two boys that are working real hard, have been for a couple of years now. I mean, both underclassmen, so they have a ways to go in the football program, but that Friday night was kind of a product of a lot of work and effort that's gone into it, and two pretty dynamic kids getting opportunities to make plays.
Yeah, Mr. Powers had two record-setting games in a row.
Yeah.
Week ago Friday, set a record, and then broke it last Friday night. Was there any particular reason that he was just so potentially good those two nights? Opposition, what is it?
Well, you know, I mean, our opponents, we both targeted our ability to run the ball effectively. That was a mindset going in. And at the same time, Trayton is, he runs hard and got great vision. And he's the total package. And so if there's a crease, he's going to take it. And if they're not tackling low enough, he's going to break through that tackle, and he did a little bit of both of those things.
All right, well, certainly powerful and in condition. Is vision his best attribute?
I would say so, and his ability to cut without losing speed. I mean, he's running full speed and still making change of direction moves.
All right, another young man, sophomore, Mr. Traylor. We knew as a freshman he was going to be kind of special, and it's turning out he is. Tell me about his development.
Yeah, you know, moving him to wide receiver this year. I think in middle school he played quarterback, and then last year for the freshman team he played running back, and so moving him to wide receiver this year, you never know what kind of transition that's going to look like, but he's got great hands, he's got great feel and great instincts. And he's got deceptive speed. I mean, it's, we talk about it. He catches the ball, and the pursuit angles other teams take are not right as he's able to kind of break away from people.
Right, now, you've also got him playing on defense too, don't you?
Yeah, he's had to step in a little bit in the secondary, particularly as Trayton has carried such a load offensively that we've rested him on D and gotten James in on defense for him.
Okay. Of course, Rosetta was delivering those passes to Mr. Traylor. It was had a record-setting night. Anyone else that we need to single out for a performance last Friday night?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'd say, again, the offensive line collectively, you don't rush for that many yards unless you're blocking guys. Nate Bassett was playing our tight end wing position and had several, when we go back on film, just huge blocks that helped spring those. So there was a collective effort offensively, and obviously credit goes to the two guys who are ultimately carrying the ball that many yards, but there was a lot of blocks that helped spring that.
63 points. Did you anticipate that?
63 is hard to anticipate. Yeah, our goal. We felt pretty confident in the game plan going in, but you never know. I mean, 63 doesn't happen very often.
All right. Well, congratulations, Coach. Another big win. We'll talk about what's coming up tonight when we come back right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, it's offense against defense tonight. The South Medford Panthers are in town. They don't have a great winning record right now, just one win, but that's against South Salem. And they limited them to, I think, 13 points. So is it your offense against their defense tonight?
Well, I mean, it's easy to chalk it up to it being kind of that simple. Obviously, it's two contrasting styles and two contrasting performances these last few weeks. But at the same time, I think they're very capable offensively. And we've shown, going back to week one against North Medford, that we can be a pretty stout defense also. So... But the style of play, the tempo that we want to play at, the way in which offenses go about getting their yards, I think those are two contrasting styles tonight. For
yeah,
sure.
The Panthers, almost exact opposites of South Salem.
Yes, yeah, they want to run the football, and they want to take as much time in between plays as possible. And last week, South Salem was in empty formations and going as fast as they possibly could.
Right, they were had an empty backfield almost every play of the game, so just really outnumbered you in the secondary.
Yeah, they did. And again, the tempo, which didn't affect us conditioning-wise, but it does affect kind of focus and concentration. I think they ran 97 plays against us last week, and looking at South Medford through their first handful of games, they're averaging about 47 snaps offensively. So we're looking at about half of that.
They're going to run the football, and then we're talking about their tailback, that's Lefebvre.
Yeah, tough kid, runs with good pad level. They've got a couple other guys that they'll rotate into that mix. But, yeah, their goal, as we've talked about, is, you know, second and six, third and two, first and ten. Second and six, third and two, first and ten. And then when you break down, we expect them to sneak in maybe a little bit more play action tonight and some shots downfield. But at the end of the day, they want to run the football.
How do you defend that?
Pad level, and both when we engage blocks and then obviously at the point of contact with tackling.
Any special plans for Lefebvre?
Nope. Nothing. I mean, we're treating him just like any other kid. We played some pretty dynamic kids. And so in our mind, it's just a matter of making sure our pad level is where it needs to be.
All right, Coach, any predictions for tonight? I know I ask you that every week, but...
It's going to be a great game.
All right. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Head Coach Matt Kennedy here, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman. Stay tuned. We'll have more for you right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space?
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Just a little extra love here for Coach Kennedy's comments brought to you by the Indoor Airman with Modern Energy Solutions. They can help you save on your heating and cooling bills, delivering a healthier indoor environment to you, their neighbors, from the Indoor Airman. Now it's time for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Starting on defense tonight at the nose position for the Grants Pass Cavemen, number 50, Titan Davis. The ends, number 54, Riley Wallace, and number 53, Deshaun Stenson. Defensive tackle, number 55, Elijah Hernandez. The corners, number 22, tonight, Tyler Meek, and number 6, Ty Gundungi. The linebackers, number 14, Parker Howe and Trayton Powers. Wearing number 9, Nate Bassett. The nickel, you'll see him all over the place from safety right on up to the line of scrimmage. And other safeties, Reed Rhodes and Brevin Kill. Those are the starting defensive players tonight. We'll come back with the offense for you right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Starting offense tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 53 at center, Deshaun Stenson. The guards, number 62, Colton Markey, and number 50, Titan Davis. The tackle, number 54, Riley Wallace, and number 55, Elijah Hernandez. Fullback, number 18, Jet Stewart. The receivers, number 3, Nate Bassett. Number 11, Brevik Hill. And number 4, James Traylor. The running back, number 9, Trayton Powers. And at quarterback, number 10, is Jordan Rosetta. That's the lineup courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this 1 minute Cape Band timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I, bringing the keys to tonight's game. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's game features the South Medford Panthers going up against the Grants Pass Cavemen. Now, they have a common opponent there, and certainly the most recent opponent for both teams, and that is South Salem. Now, the Panthers beat South Salem 35-13 2 weeks ago. They have not played since. They had a bye last Friday night. Grants Pass last Friday night did beat South Salem also at Salem 63-55. A little disparity in that scoring, Zach.
Yeah, I think it's two different styles is the problem. So it's not really a comparable thing. I think you can look at the way South Medford handled their offense maybe and held them to 13 points. But I think South Salem's also one-dimensional. You got Singler as the head coach of South Medford, been doing this a long time. He knows how to take people away from the game. And I think just a little bit of film that I've watched, I think it was a scheme thing. I think that Singler out-schemed the South Salem coaches, and I think that's why the result was what you saw from that game. And so I you take that with a grain of salt for relative terms, and you kind of just, you have to play tonight's game. You know, the Cavemen, it boils down to the Cavemen have to tackle better. I think, I don't know that anybody would disagree with myself in that argument. I think even Coach Kennedy wouldn't disagree with that. Similar to the way other teams are not handling Powers very well. They're not tackling him low. They're tackling him high. And a good offense with a good running back, with good athletes, they're going to run through arm tackles. And so if you do not tackle them waist or lower, wrapping up, driving your feet, that's where you're going to get all these extra yards. And so tonight's going to be key for the Cavemen defense to go back to the basics and just tackle. You know, the last week there was a lot of breakdowns of the secondary, a lot of miscommunication, it looked like. But you know, some of that stuff's going to happen when the team throws the ball 60-something times. But you can also negate that by, you know, having the opportunity to tackle at the actual point of contact, get them to the ground, and then move on. And so we'll see if the Cavemen can do that. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's a rivalry game. And so you see, yeah, you see the Cavemen at 3-1. You see the Panthers at 1-3. We see it all the time in college football. You see it in high school football pretty often as well. In a rivalry game, the statistics or the head-to-head matchups or the length of the rivalry and all that stuff is just numbers. But at the end of the day, it comes back to, this is a rivalry game, and it's going to be played differently.
All right. How much differently can it be played? We talked about tackling, and head coach Kennedy's favorite phrase these days seems to be pad level. That means getting the pads down on other pads and taking their legs out from under them.
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, and just watching, probably started in the North Salem game, you know, the last two shootouts, the pad level has been bad. The pad level is shoulder to shoulder, and we're not the biggest team in the conference for sure. We're definitely not the biggest team in the state of Oregon, and so pad level becomes super important when you're a smaller team. If your pad level does not become lower than the other team's pad level, you're not going to win football games. Luckily, our offense is keeping us in every football game by scoring an absurd amount of points and putting up an absurd amount of yards. And so, you know, they're kind of getting bailed out. But, you know, like I've had a couple conversations throughout the week, there's going to be a time where Rosetta's going to turn the ball over. You know, Bassett fumbles the ball last week. Luckily, it didn't, you know, at the end of the game, it didn't affect the Cavemen's outcome. But at some point, with how much the Cavemen throw the football, Bassett's going to throw an interception. That's the nature of being quarterback. When you throw the ball this many times, you're going to make a mistake at some point. And so the Cavemen defense also has to help them out by getting a stop here and there to allow some wiggle room, because you're going to get stopped or you're going to get a turnover. And so you have to have that wiggle room on the offensive side, too, to not feel the pressure that you have to go down and score every time. And so it's going to be super important that the Cavemen do, you know, take their own advice, keep their pad level low, because we've seen it happen. I mean, against North Medford, the pad level was great. Tackling was awesome. You know, maybe North Medford's not the team that we thought they were actually going to be, but still, if you're going to go tackle that big old running back from North Medford, your pad level needs to be low. They did a good job of that. They kind of gotten away from it. Now, as we go down this home stretch here of the season, they've got to go back to the basics.
All right, to your point about size, well, let me throw you some sizes out of the North Medford line. 315 pounds, 290 pounds, 270 pounds, and it goes on. They've got size. There's no question about that. Technique, pad level, and focus can many times overcome that athleticism and quickness.
Sure. And I think composure is going to be a big term tonight, I think, for the Cavemen. Composure when stuff doesn't go your way. Composure when it's going to get chippy. You know, I rivalry games are always chippy, so it's going to happen. So keeping your composure, not letting it compound, not getting those 15-yard penalties that are really the drive killers. Hopefully you get a couple on them, but avoiding the penalties that they can avoid, avoiding the false starts, avoiding the holding calls early in the downs to get yourselves in those first and longs, second longs. If the Cavemen can do those things, I'm not sure that anybody can stop this offense, but at the same time, Singler's going to come with a plan. He's going to show Rosetta in this offense something they haven't seen yet, and so how does that offense early adjust to it, because you have to make that adjustment early and not let it compound deep into the game.
He's had 2 weeks to plan for this one. We'll be back with more, ladies and gentlemen, right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Let's talk Grants Pass offense now. That has been prolific throughout the season right now. Here's one that you might not realize. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. It's time for the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary bacon bacon cheddar pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Final strains of the national anthem being played here at Mel Ingram Field with the Grants Pass High Marching Band. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about offense for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and it has been prolific. There's no question about that. Here's a number to consider. Willamette, the number 5 team, according to the Oregon State coaches poll, at this level, the top team in the this particular conference, have scored 171 points so far this season. So have the Grants Pass Cavemen, exact same number.
Yeah, this is, I mean, we talked about at the beginning of the year that it wasn't, the offensive point scoring was not on the radar for concern for the Cavemen. I don't think it from anybody. You knew the athletes they had, you knew the different weapons they had, and I think the key for tonight will be to see what Singler does to stop and who he stops and who he chooses. Because the greatest thing that the Cavemen have going for them is it's not just a two-horse race for the Cavemen. It's not just a Powers and one receiver. You can take away Powers all you want, but there's 4 receivers on the offense that are spread out across Rosetta that he can throw to whenever he wants. There's also, you can, you know, sit back in the zone and you can cover, you can cover whoever you want, but at the same time, then all of a sudden you're going to let Powers run through you. And so it just, I know that Singler's had a couple weeks to do his thing, but I think the Cavemen offense, especially with the prolificness of it, I don't know what you do to stop it. I think the South Medford will have gone back to the Willamette film, and I think that they will really look at, you know, what you know, what did Willamette do? The problem with looking at the Willamette film and trying to be South Medford is Willamette did it because of their superiority in athleticism. They were bigger, faster, stronger than the Cavemen, and that plays a factor in the game. I don't care who or what your scheme is. That's just going to play different. And so it'll be really interesting to see at which point Singler does what with the defense. Do you blitz? Do you stay in the zone? Do you just sit back and hopefully, you know, kind of have the bend but don't break mentality? And so that'll be the interesting part. But I mean, what a year for Powers already. I mean, there's not much you can say about that kid that is
2 record-setting performances.
Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, like Coach Kennedy said, the impressive part with Powers is when he makes a cut, he's still at full speed. And there's not very many kids that can do that. And then you, you know, then all of a sudden you try to take that away. And then you sit back there with the Rosetta, you know, and, you know, sitting at 6'5" in the pocket, you know, third year as a starting quarterback. He understands the scheme. He understands what's trying to be accomplished as far as the offense goes. You're going to let him sit back and have four weapons to throw to, and Rosetta's having just as equally good a year, and he hasn't really been put in any pressure situations yet. So it's an exciting group to watch. It's a fun group to watch. They're very quick. They're very fast. The offensive line, I don't think, is getting enough credit. I know Powers keeps mentioning them in his interviews he's had. I watched one on KDRV the other night. He was the amateur athlete of the week or whatever. You know, he mentions the offensive line, but I think with them, how big of a question mark the offensive line was to the rushing yards that now are being given each week, I mean, you got to give your kudos to that group so far, especially with the size difference they're playing against every week.
Well, with some of the numbers we're seeing, still that offensive line might be in question. If I'm Singler, my first target might be Rosetta.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to have to make him uncomfortable. You're going to have to put some pressure on him. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. If you blitz, you know, and you're going to have to, because you can't just let him sit back and you can't let Powers just run, but then you're susceptible to one-on-one coverage. And I don't know that if there's anybody in the state of Oregon that can guard Trailer one-on-one. You know, he's watching a couple of those, you know, obviously I wasn't there last week, but there was a couple of those screens when you go back on film where he catches the ball, makes the first guy miss, and then there's three or four guys standing there, but he outruns them down the sideline, and it's not even close. And so that's hard to simulate that speed in a practice until you see it in the game. I believe the Cavemen are adding Bronx Ely tonight to the varsity roster. I'm pretty sure he did not play in the JV game last night. So that adds another level to the not only to the defense, but he's not as fast as Trailer. But, man, he is right behind Trailer as far as school speed goes. So you have both of those kids playing together. You know, and Ely's only a sophomore as well. So you start the speed difference, especially with how young the Cavemen are. I mean, you start to get really excited if you're a Cavemen football fan.
Let's take another look at a particular situation here, because we know that Coach Singler is certainly the chess master here, been doing it for years, is certainly the senior coach in Southern Oregon. There's no question about his powers in game planning and execution. However, Coach Kennedy has shown some flexibility, too. Last week, he went once. He saw that the Saxons were going with a full empty backfield. He went to a three-man front. So I expect him to see go back to a four-man front tonight and maybe bring up Bassett just out of the safety position to add some little strength there.
Yeah, you're going to have to stop the run. I mean, because you look at their numbers for the year, you and I are kind of looking at in pregame. They're not going to jump off the page with their passing game. So you take away their running game. You kind of make them a one-trick pony, kind of like we did North Medford, which was very good. I thought the scheme against North Medford was incredible. Couldn't throw the football, made them really kind of push the limits of what they were comfortable with. So I think you have to do that again tonight with this group. Stop the run, make their quarterback beat you. I don't think he can, but you got to make him prove it. Early and often, get them frustrated. I think you'll see a little bit of blitzing out of the Cavemen. So it'll be an interesting dynamic to see, you know, how, like you said, how Coach Kennedy and Coach Zina adjust on the defensive side. I would imagine seeing a lot of differences, because obviously whatever they're doing right now hasn't necessarily been working. And so I would assume there's going to be quite a few, whether it's personnel or scheme changes, I would imagine you see quite a few of those.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the South Medford Panthers are on the field right now. Here come the Cavemen out of the tunnel. The band is poised with their corridor for the Cavemen to take the field after the coin toss. The coin toss is about ready to happen. They see the Cavemen captains on the sidelines. The South captains are getting ready. We'll have that meeting at the center of the field, that big blue GP in the middle of Mel Ingram Field, and we'll be back with more right after this. 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. The meeting at the center of the field. And I just looked away for a moment. Did you catch that, Seth?
Yeah, so South Medford won the toss. They actually elected to receive the football.
All right, so South Medford will be going on offense, first of all. And the Cavemen are about to join their captains at the center of the field as they break through that banner just outside the commons here. Don't forget, they have a big after-game party out in the commons following the football game, every home game. And I'm not sure what the Cavemen are waiting for right now. Certainly a lot of cameras out there in place. There we go. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass. Two American flags leading the Caveman flag and the rest of the Caveman crew coming into the center of the field, sky high and ready for a homecoming game tonight, followed by four fellas in furs. Band strikes up. It's a great night for football, folks. This is what it's all about. This is Mel Ingram Field at its finest. About 66, 65 degrees here at game time as you're just about ready to get underway once again. Caveman Football coming to you on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM side and streamed at KAJO.com. As the band leaves the field, we're getting ready for this one. The Caveman will be kicking off to the South Medford Panthers. So they will have the first offensive opportunity, and the Grants Pass defense will be challenged initially. Looks like the Cavemen will be going right to left across your radio dial. They will be driving towards A Street from the Commons here in the first quarter. First quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424. For chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Tip of the hat to Moser Paving, a longtime Caveman sponsor right here on KAJO Radio. Since 1988, folks, we've been doing this. Yeah, decades. Cavemen coming out now, deploying their troops as the Panthers are dropping a couple of people back. We see number 8 going back. That is Elijah Ingram. And number is at 19 or 14? 19, Levi Walters. That's Huxtable, number 14. Sammy Huxtable. He's one of their leading receivers. So they are back deep to receive. Leon Alejandro tees up the football about 10 feet west of the Big X on the 40-yard line and begins to back away as the Cavemen are lined up on the 35. I guess that is number 19 out there. We expected 14, 19, Levi Walters. No, they've just changed that. It is Huxtable. Are you ready for some football? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Get close to your radios. Here we go. Leon is moving. Puts his toe to the football. And it is a short bouncing kick picked up about the 12-yard line by Huxtable. Comes out the right sideline.
Fumble.
He's hit and dropped. Loose football. Scramble for it. Right at the 30-yard line. We'll see who comes up with that big pile. The possession of that football can change several times at the bottom of that pile. While they unstack it here, it is still South Medford football right at about the 30-yard line. So first down and 10, they're going to mark it right on the 30.
Couldn't see which caveman knocked it out. I believe it was Ty Dungy on the left-hand side right here in front of us. Knocked the football out of the runner. I think they just got a good bounce, and it bounced right back up to him as he was falling down to the ground.
At the line of scrimmage, they'll split one man wide to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Slot left. Caveman show a four-man front. Put a man in motion going right to left, and they hand it off to that motion man. He's caught behind the line of scrimmage and dropped at the 20-yard line. A loss of about 10 yards. That was Ingram. Elijah Ingram will lose 10 yards. It's going to be second and 20.
Yeah, what a great job there by Stinson, number 53, from his defensive line position. Broke through the line of scrimmage, and what he did was he stayed home. It was a jet sweep coming to him. He just stayed home and waited for it. And already, first tackle of the game, we see the pad level difference. He was low, wrapped up his at right at the kneecaps, pulled him to the ground. Great job, first contact, first tackle.
2 men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Blocking back out of the pistol. They'll turn and pitch the tailback. That's Bedlam going to right-hand side. Gets across the 30-yard line, out to about the 40-yard line. So he gets most of it back. He'll get about the... Did he get first down yardage? Yeah. He got 20 yards. So Lefebvre gets 20. And it's first down and 10 from the 40-yard line. Their own 40-yard line for the Panthers.
Yeah, that was just a classic toss sweep. And none of the K-Man backers stepped up and filled the hole. And it was just a wide-open gap, and there was nobody there to fill, and by that point, it was long gone for the runner.
And one wide out to the wide side of the field. That's the side closest to the press box here, right at the 40-yard line. Two receivers on this side, a single receiver to the left. Out of the pistol with a blocking back. There's a snap and the give to Venable again. He's hit at the line of scrimmage this time and gets almost nothing. We'll see where they spot the ball. No gain on the play at all.
Yeah, that was just a little counter back our way, and couldn't see who came up. But they're also, like you were talking about pregame, they're bringing Bassett up from his safety position. They're bringing up his, like, a backup middle linebacker. He's standing basically right behind Dungy in the middle linebacker position, and we do see the other safety tonight. Instead of Powers, it is Bronx Ely, the sophomore we were talking about.
So up the line of scrimmage, so the Cayman doing a little dancing on the line of scrimmage, and they move some men around. A whistle stops the action here. I don't see a flag. Delay of game against the Panthers. There's the flag way back there.
I think they're going to say that number 7's knee pads are not covering his knees. That's been a point of emphasis for the OSAA the last couple years. This group is already starting with it.
So it's 2nd and 15. Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. There's the quick snap and the keep by the quarterback going to the right-hand side. He's met at the line of scrimmage. Gets across the 35. Out to about the 36, 37. It'll be a short game. We'll see where they mark the football. Give him about 3.
Yeah, it's just a good job there by the Cayman defense this time. It was just a quarterback lead to the left. Quarterback patiently did a good job of waiting for the blockers. But Dungy and Howe and Stinson, they did a good job of just riding it all the way to the sidelines. He had nowhere to go. Then when he finally cut up, there's 3 cavemen there ready to make the tackle.
3rd and 12 for the Panthers. They'll break out of the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Ball spotted on the 38-yard line. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol. Again, man goes in motion, and a whistle stops the action. Flag flies. Illegal movement somewhere. This one's against Grant's pass.
Yeah, it was Titan Davis. I'm not sure where he's going. They're still in motion, and he's...
That'll make it 3rd and 7. 2 men split to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. Still out of the shotgun. Man comes in motion, going right, left to right. Brown rolls to the right-hand side, gets the pass away. It's complete to the 45-yard line. Rand goes across the 50, down to about the 47-yard line. Number 8 gets the pass. That's Elijah Ingram. Gets the pass and gets the 12 yards.
Yeah, just a little rollout pass with a running option, but they also just slipped the slot into the flat, and there was no K-Man defender in the flat for the easy first down for the Panthers.
So 1st and 10, congrats pass territory. Ball marked at the 47-yard line, 8:28 to play. First period action. You're listening to K-Man Football on KAJO Grants Pass. 2 men split to the left, slot left. Single receiver way out to the right-hand side and well back of the line of scrimmage. Brown all alone in the backfield. Passes to the flat left-hand side. It's almost intercepted. I was going to say it was intercepted, but it went right through the hands of the defensive back coming up.
Yeah, it was a slant out on the top. And Reed Rhodes, well, they're in a cover two, so Rhodes stayed home. And the ball was thrown too high from the out. And he almost, it looked like Rhodes mistimed the jump, and his jump was awkwardly off. And so by the time he was coming back down, the ball was going through his hands up top.
So 2nd down and 10, ball still at the 47-yard line for the Panthers. They're on the drive. First offensive possession for anybody tonight. Game just really underway. One man split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Now they'll put Trips to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right-hand side. Whistle stops the action before the snap of the play. And once again, timeout called by the South Panthers. A look at the scoreboard here. 8:09 showing on the clock. No score on the board. We'll be back after this 30-second Cape Man timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, glad to have you with us here. There's timeout on the field. First one came relatively early here, and it looks like the Panthers are going to make some adjustments somewhere, or at least pass along some instructions on what the Grants Pass Cavemen are doing. Any thoughts?
I think they just lined. You could hear Singler banging on the table next to us over here. I think they just lined up wrong, and I think whatever he called with the formation they had, he couldn't run it without calling timeout.
Split left, slot left, split right. The pitch goes left-hand side quickly to Venable. Puts his head down, scoots across the 40-yard line, did not get first down yardage. He'll pick up about 8.
Yeah, that's one thing the Cavemen are going to have to do a better job of as this game goes on. Anything that's going east and west, they're not doing a good job of filling the gaps. They're kind of getting washed out up front, and there's no linebackers there filling the gaps, and there's a lot of room to run. That was just a standard toss sweep to the left-hand side, which was the far side of the field, so the running back had a ton of room to run, and there was no Cavemen defenders to be found.
At the line of scrimmage, one man split to the right-hand side. Two men split to the right-hand side. Now single receiver to the left. Full house backfield. There's the snap, and again, the give goes to Venable, right-hand side. Avoids one tackle. It's hit at the 35. Push out of bounds on about the 36. Did get the first down yardage. He'll get about 4 yards on that one.
Yeah, it looks like they brought Bassett on a little bit of a blitz, or he has got a read on it and couldn't really tell. But he was there basically right near the line of scrimmage to make the tackle, and he just missed. And so that's something the Cavemen are going to have to do. The missed tackles tonight, especially against a running offense, the missed tackles are really going to be where what we end up talking about by the end of the evening.
Was out of bounds at the 35-yard line. First down and 10 from the Grants Pass 35 for the Panthers on the drive right now. Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Empty backfield right now for the quarterback. That's number 5, Brown. Brown hands it to the man coming around the right-hand corner. There's lots of blue to meet him. Avoids them. Gets to about the 30-yard line, so it'll be a gain of about 5. Once again, the carrier was Ingram. That's his second carry of the night, and he'll get about 4 yards.
Yeah, I saw a couple holdings that didn't get called. Then we got a South Denver Panther jumping on a caveman at the end. So we'll see if the judges can get this under control or not, but they're going to let that happen. It's going to get real chippy real fast, I can promise you that.
We did expect a physical contest tonight. 6:20 on the clock. Flag is hanging limp just in front of the commons there. One man splits the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Full backfield. They turn and give the ball once again to Venable. Puts his head down, gets a block, gets across the 30-yard line, down to about the 27-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down. It'll be about 3rd and 2.
Yeah, and these third downs are really going to be important tonight for the Cavemen. They're always important, but tonight against a team that's going to want to try to keep the football. I mean, 12-minute quarters, we're already at 5 minutes and 45 seconds left. And this is just the game that Singler and the Panthers are going to want to play. So you got to find a way to get off the field on third downs, which is 4-down territory here, yeah, being on this side of the field.
But certainly not unexpected at this point. Third down on about 2. 5:33 on the clock. Two men split to the right-hand side. Ball spotted on the 27-yard line of the Cavemen for the Panthers, who are driving. There's the snap, and they give the tailback again. Cuts to the right-hand side. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped for they're going to mark it for no gain.
Yeah, that's a good tackle by number 22. That's a name we haven't gotten to call yet, Tyler Meek. He's been hurt with a concussion since the first week of the season, prior to the first week of the season. So there, he's getting his first action tonight. That was a great tackle from the linebacker position, coming up and wrapping up low and stopping for no gain.
Inside of 5 minutes to play, first period action here on KAJO Grants Pass. Panthers still in the huddle. They'll break out of that. Send two men wide to the left-hand side. One man wide to the right-hand side. Slot left. Brown, the quarterback, goes up under center right now. Let's see if he shifts out of that. Stays under that. Gives the ball right-hand side to the tailback. Coming to the right-hand side. First down yardage as he rolls across the 25-yard line down to about the 23. We're going to mark it. 23-yard line. So a gain of about four.
Yeah, and this is just playing right into the plan for South Medford. They want to limit the amount of times the Grants Pass offense has a chance to touch the football. So not only is this a great game plan because you're going to give Rosetta and the offense, it starts to, as a high school kid, you start to press because you're only going to get so many options. But also the kids that are playing defense are getting extra tired when they have to go play offense because of the slow, methodical drive.
One man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Again, that three-back set. There's the snap out of the pistol. And again, once again, Venable puts his head down, gets to the 20-yard line, rolls ahead. And he'll get down to the 15, so that's a gain of about seven.
Yeah, that was Wes Boyd, one of their fullbacks, actually. Brought a bigger body in for Venable to give him a break, it looked like.
3:45 on the clock, and the drive for the Panthers continues. In the red zone, ball marked right at the 15-yard line, about 2 yards to make the first down and get a fresh set of downs to try and score. Cavemen need a couple of defensive stops and a couple of scores in order to really take control of this football game.
Yeah, and at this pace, they're only going to get two chances.
One man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. And there's a snap. The turn, again, they give to the quarterback, Latibra. Goes off left tackle, dives ahead, and he gets 2 yards for the first down.
And that's just back to that lead counter where the fullback fills for the pulling tackle to the left-hand side. And they just follow it up the hole, and they're just literally looking for those 2 yards straight up the middle.
2 minutes split wide to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. A two-back set, a blocking back out of the pistol this time for McKenna Brown, the quarterback. Lafreed, the tailback, turns, looks, wants to pass, passes away left-hand side. It's complete to the 10-yard line, down to about the 5-yard line.
Fumble!
Loose football, and the Cavemen say they got it. The pass was complete, and then the fumble. I'm not sure who that caught the pass. But the turnover there is...
Good job by the Cavemen defense there. You know, Coach Kennedy has talked about this bend but don't break, and that was the epitome of bend and don't break defense.
That's a little too bendy.
I mean, that's a 10-minute drive that doesn't get any points. That's a worthless drive if you're South Medford Panthers, and a great job for the Cavemen defense. But like I said, they got to get off the field on third downs. The third down conversions right now are just killing the Cavemen defense.
All right, there's a stop. Cavemen offense now. First down and 10 from their own 6-yard line. Split left. Trips on a triangle to the right-hand side, right at the end of the line of scrimmage for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Powers is the tailback out of the pistol this time. Long snap count. There it is. And they give to Powers. Powers gets across the line of scrimmage, gets 2 or 3 yards. We'll give him 2 yards on that one. It'll be second and 8 after Powers gets 2.
So right now what they're showing, the Panthers don't believe the Cavemen offensive line can handle their size because they're putting number 8, the other safety, over the top of Trailer. So they're double-teaming Trailer, leaving everybody else kind of in a zone in the box and around the box. And so they don't believe the Cavemen offense can actually run for yards against them, but they will not let Trailer beat them.
All right, so they've chosen to take Trailer away. At least that's what we look like right now. Trips the left-hand side, end in tight on the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time, there's the snap. Wants to throw out of his own end zone. Forced out of the end zone, gets the pass away, and it's incomplete. Was intended for Bassett, so there'll be no grounding, but got pressure on Rosetta.
And Rosetta gets up hobbling.
Minute 47 left to play first period action. Winds are still calm. There's a little breeze blowing earlier and mostly pleasant here at Mel Ingram Field.
Yeah, and that was a really dangerous pass from the Cavemen. They dropped back in about a 5 or 7 step drop from the shotgun to try to allow guys to cross the field and do a little mesh route, but it just took so long that Rosetta almost had a safety there.
All right, 2 minutes split to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. We've got four receivers, two to each side now. All right, out of the pistol. Make that the shotgun. There's the snap. Again, Rosetta two-step drop. Gets the pass away, and it is incomplete. Looked over the center, was looking for number four, James Traylor. And that's ring of fourth down. So the Cavemen will punt it away. So the Cavemen offense unable to move after that terrific drive by the Panthers. It ended up with no points. Field position. Suddenly very big factor here. Single receiver, a single safety back to receive the punt, standing on Grant's Pass's 43-yard line. The punt will come out of the end zone. Good snap. And the punt is away high and short. Drops at about the 30-yard line. Takes a Panther bounce and is down to, at the 23-yard line by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Boy, that ball could have gone any way, but in that particular direction. Bounced about on the 30 and then right back to where we're going to spot it, about on the 23-yard line.
Yeah, not the way you want to start if you're the Cavemen offense. I don't really like the three play calls, honestly, from the Cavemen. I think the running play, and they went away from it pretty quickly and tried to go deep twice. But which I mean,
particularly at that end of the field.
Sure, you're in the own end zone. I think a quick screen here and there to see what they're going to do to you, because it was hard to tell even for me from up here what coverage the Panthers were actually in.
Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Full house backfield. They shift to the right-hand side. Brown follows the student body around the right-hand side on a keeper. Gets to the 20-yard line. Pushed out of bounds on about the 20 or the 19. Let's see where they spot the ball. It'll be a short gain. They're going to put it down, I believe, at the 19-yard line. Down at the 19-yard line. So a gain of four.
Yeah, they keep going. They're really avoiding the middle of the field unless they run a counter, and everything has either been a toss outside or a quarterback run to the outside.
Three wideouts, two left, one to the right-hand side, slot right. Out of the pistol this time. Turns, gives the ball once again to this time. It is, was that Roberts?
It was 40. Boyd again. That's back to that counter. A couple times they've gone to that counter, they've gone to Boyd. I think just because his size is a little bit bigger, trying to just pound on the Cavemen.
One man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side again. 19 seconds left. Clock is ticking down. Last play of the first quarter. There's the snap, and they give again to Lefebvre. Goes to the left-hand side. It'll be close.
I think it's going to bring out fourth and short.
Almost no gain on the play that time. So that's the way the first period will end. At the end of the first period of play, no score on the board. We'll be back with the second period right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Second quarter about to get underway, brought to you by our good friends at Black Flag Armory. Now fully stocked for the hunting season. Ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories. We give you every chance to fill your tag. Black Flag, welcome to Caveman Sports. Glad to have you with us. It is fourth and one for the Panthers. Ball on the 14-yard line of the Grants Pass Cavemen. See what the Dean of Coaches here in Southern Oregon comes up with. We've got two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Again, that full house backfield. McKenna takes a snap. Off right tackle, he goes himself. Has running room to the 5-yard line. Turns upfield and scores. So a 14-yard score for McKenna Brown. Makes it 6-0 here. So it's been all Panthers so far with two offensive possessions. And the Cavemen won 3 and out. And that's the story.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, this is exactly what we talked about pregame. This is, I mean, everybody in the state of Oregon knew this was going to happen. I don't know that, I don't think that everybody thought that maybe it would go this well for them. But managing the ball, I mean, they had the ball 10 of the 12 minutes in the first quarter. They score on the first play of the second quarter. So this is playing right into what South Memphis wanted to do the entire time.
And the kick is up, and it is good. It's 7-0. Panthers leading the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Powers and Berg back deep to receive the kickoff from the Panthers. Then the ball teed up on the right hash mark at Mel Ingram Field as they go right to left across your radio dial. They are now driving towards A Street from the common side. And there's the kick, and it comes down to the 5-yard line to Berg. Bubbles it momentarily, comes to the right-hand side, looks for some blocking, fights a little bit, gets to the 20-yard line, turns upfield across the 25 to the 30, just across the 30-yard line. So a decent return by Weston Berg.
Yeah, a good return for what it started with, all the bobbling for him to collect himself, grab the football, and still get some positive yards out of the deal. Now, it's really important here for the Cavemen to find a rhythm. You know, these are games where you have to stay calm, you have to stay under control. You're starting to feel the pressure already, even though it's the second quarter, of the lack of possessions. And so you have to stay calm, continue just to do your thing, stay in the momentum, and find some rhythm here.
And they've got some working room this time. They're not backed up against their own goal line. So they'll split two men to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side, so four wideouts. Powers is the tailback to the right shoulder of, to the left shoulder of Rosetta. In the shotgun right now, man goes in motion going right to left, so three receivers on that side. Turn, they give the ball inside quickly to Powers, pushes his head down, carrying Panthers with him. He gets across the 35 out to about the 36, 37-yard line. So that'll be gain of at least five for Powers.
Yeah, and that was just a standard zone play to the right where it looks like they had their RPO going where they could have thrown a bubble screen to Trailer on the right-hand side or left-hand side, but I like giving the ball to Powers there on first down. Gets a good hard 5 yards. Looks like yards are going to be hard to come by against this big defensive line for the Panthers.
So Trailer along to the right-hand side, trips the left-hand side once again. Out of the shotgun, long snap count. And they fake to Powers and pass the left-hand side looking for Hill. Incomplete.
Yeah, it was a good read by Rosetta there. He had an RPO where he had the option to give to Powers, but then the outside linebacker came with the play to Powers to stop the run, and he was going to drop it to Ravik Hill right behind it, but he just threw it behind Hill, and Hill wasn't able to catch it.
11:04 on the clock. We're in the second period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Again, trips the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. That's the narrow side of the field, ball on the right hash mark. Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. There's a snap. Short drop by Rosetta. Pass to the flat. Left-hand side. This one's complete. Across the 40-yard line. Still across midfield right now. Right down to midfield. Once again, this is to Brevik Hill.
Yeah, it's a good job. He looked at the swing screen to this side to Powers, then he goes all the way back across the field on the quick tunnel screen to Hill for the easy first down for the Cavemen. Now they have some real breathing room. Now everything they do now is four down territory.
First and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Two men split to the left, one to the right-hand side. End in tight on the left. There's a snap. Rosetta rolls to his left-hand side, looks down the field. Sets wants to throw, gets the pass away, and it's completed the 30-yard line to the third 25, down to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, great job by Rosetta. It was a quick pump fake to the right, roll left, and he had to do a good job and kind of drop it over a linebacker to, who was that? To Bowen. For a huge first down. Now the Cavemen are quickly up to the football.
Cavemen split to the right-hand side, slot right, split left. There's the snap and the give. This time, once again, this one goes to Powers, and Powers puts his head down and rolls to the 21-yard line, a gain of two.
Yeah, and Powers does a good job there. Nothing really going. No room to run, so he decides to put his head down and basically runs over the linebacker, but the linebacker does a good job of pulling him down with him as he gets run over.
9:57 on the clock. 7-0. Grants Pass trailing the Panthers, but driving. Close to the red zone right now. First down and 10. Pardon me, second down and 8 at the 22. Two men split to the right-hand side. One to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun again for Rosetta with Powers to his right-hand side. There's a snap. And to give to Powers. Powers hit behind the line of scrimmage, but he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. I don't think there'll be any loss on the play. So they're certainly keying on Powers.
Yeah, and everything's an RPO right now. So that was one that Rosetta, you saw that he wanted it back because he clapped his hands after he gave it to Powers. I think he made the decision pre-snap rather than reading the backer because the backer crashed with Powers on the zone to the left, and he had Bassett on the little wide dump that they like to run, but he didn't pull it.
Two men split to the right-hand side, end in tight on the right. One man split the left-hand side. That's Trailer all alone. Once again, in the shotgun. It's 3rd and 9 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Deep drop by Rosetta. Here comes the pressure. The pass is the way to the right-hand side. In and out of the hands of intended for Hill on the right-hand side. Incomplete.
Yeah, they went deep drop and a deep out to Hill. I thought it could have been like a defensive holding or pass interference because it looked like the defensive back was all over Hill's back and had his right arm kind of plugged, but no call from the refs on that one.
4th and 9, but we're in deep four down territory. Cavemen are looking at the sidelines for the call to be signaled in. They have it. They know what they're going to do up to the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the right-hand side. That's Bowen and Hill to the right-hand side. Trailer alone to the left. I believe that's Bassett slot left-hand side. Long snap count. There's a snap. Play action fake. Passes away right-hand side. It's complete to Bassett. Bassett scoots ahead across the 10-yard line. First down yardage. So he'll pick up about 13.
Yeah, they went play action fake to Powers on the zone left. And tight end tunnel screen back to the right. And there was no Panthers left back on the backside for easy first down for Bassett and the Cavemen offense.
1st and 10 from the 11. Cavemen driving. One man split to the right-hand side. Trips to the left-hand side as the Cavemen wait for the play to come in. Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. About a yard away. Man comes in motion left to right. Fly sweep. They give the ball left-hand side. Hill cuts uphill. Across the 5-yard line. Puts his head down. Fights in. Touchdown, Grants Pass. So it's a 7-6 football game right now.
Yeah, and that's just the old traditional fly sweep from left to right. Hill does a good job of cutting up inside the tackle who had to wash his guy out instead of turning him in. Hill does a good job of cutting it inside and then turning on the jets, getting to the pylon, and then he saw there was no room for him to go, so he lowers his shoulder, does a half spin while getting tackled, and marches his way into the end zone. Looks like the Cavemen are going to come out of funky formation, too.
Here's a swinging gate. They tried this a couple of times last weekend. Now they'll shift back into a normal formation. Hill will hold. For Alejandro Leon, kick is up, and it looks good, and it is good. We're tied at 7, 8-11 to play in the first half. We'll be right back after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to six hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Ball is teed up almost on the X this time for Alejandro Leon. Let's see where he wants to put this football. 8-11 showing on the clock. We're tied at 7 after the Cavemen have answered the initial score by the Panthers. Cavemen crouch. Alejandro Leon begins to move. Puts his toe to the football, and it's a driving kick. This one will go back to the 2-yard line. Fielded there, I believe, by Huxtable coming up left-hand side. One man misses, second man misses. Across the 30-yard line, now down the left-hand sideline, across the 40-yard line. Stood up and finally pulled out at the 47-yard line. Man caught him from behind. And that was Ingram on the return. So a great return, first down and 10 for the Panthers. Not quite in Grants Pass territory, but they're going to spot the ball at the 47-yard line. So the quarterback, McKenna Brown, 6'1", 195 pounds, gets back into the Panther huddle, shares the information with his teammates, sends them along their way, trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left, out of the shotgun this time with Lefebvre, the lone running back. Takes the pass, pass the flat, right-hand side. It's complete. Screen set up there. Man comes to the right-hand side across the 50-yard line, down to about the 47. So a gain of about 6.
And the Panthers are doing a really good job right now being extra physical. The Cavemen across the board are not able to get off any blocks. So a lot of that's their pad level right now. They got to get lower. They got to get through blocks, get around blocks, chop blocks off, get whatever they got to do. But right now the Panthers are definitely winning the physicality game right now.
Second out and 4, ball at the 47-yard line of the Grants Pass Cavemen. 7:24 on the clock. It's running. Probably running most of the night. Two receivers to left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Full house backfield, there's a snap and the pitch to Venable coming to left-hand side. Turns upfield, gets across the 40-yard line, first down yardage easily to about the 38. Do we have a flag?
Yeah, they're going to call a late hit on the Cavemen on that one.
And we've got a Panther down. I believe the ball carrier that time was number 14, Huxtable. So first down, I'll put the ball on about the 38.
No, it's going to march it all the way to the 24.
Ooh, golly. With the penalty. Still attending to the Panther player on the ground. And he's not moving yet. We'll take a little breather here. We'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well-drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
That's 250-pound Jedi Robertson, who's coming off the field now under his own power, but a little gingerly. He'll be all right, gets pats on the back from his teammates, and we'll get right back to action here. Ball resting right now on the 24-yard line of Grants Pass for the South Bedford Panthers. And the Panthers come up to the line of scrimmage, growling and clawing. Well, like cats do. 6:55 on the clock, and it's running again. Man split the left-hand side. Two men go to the right-hand side. Blocking back and tailback out of the pistol turn. Play action fake. Brown keeps it, comes back to the left-hand side, and is hit at the 25-yard line. Will lose yardage, maybe diving forward just at the last moment to maintain the line of scrimmage, but certainly no gain on the play.
Yeah, I think they're using Brown a lot more as a weapon than even the Caveman thought. I didn't really see him as his numbers as far as rushing goes this year, but he hasn't really been a factor numbers-wise compared to everybody else.
In terms of rushing, he's their third leading rusher, 26 carries on the season coming into today's game. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time, they'll put a man in motion left to right. That's Ingram going to the right-hand side, rolling to the right-hand side now. Brown looks down the field, pumps once, gets the pass away, and it's complete across the 20-yard line down to about the 17.
No, it's incomplete.
Incomplete.
They're saying he dropped it when he went to the ground.
2 of 6 throwing the football for Brown.
That's one problem the Cavemen are having right now. They're having to load the box so much to try to stop the run that every time they've rolled Brown out on a pass play, they've had wide open receivers. They just haven't quite been able to connect, but he was wide open there in the flat. He just wasn't able to catch the football.
5:53 on the incomplete pass. It stopped. Once again, score tied at 7 here in the second period. Pretty good crowd on hand. It is homecoming night. We'll have an extended halftime, folks. That just means that Zach will have to talk a lot more. Serves him right after missing the game last week. Four receivers out, two to each side for the Panthers right now. Brown in the shotgun and...
Timeout.
Timeout call. A look at the scoreboard. Once again, 5:53 to play and a half. It is 7-7. We'll be right back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Pass down the field is broken up. And a flag flies at the very end. I got the snap off a little early here during our commercial break.
This should be offensive pass interference, but I got a bad feeling like it's going to be defensive pass interference.
It was in the corner there. It was hard to see.
There's no way that's offensive pass interference.
Now, how do you really feel about it, Zach?
Very terribly about it, actually. Yeah. Brevik Hill goes up and plays the football. Has his back to the receiver the entire time, goes up and actually gets his hands on the football first, and he gets punished for a defensive pass interference. That's exactly how they tell you how to play defensive corner.
So it's 1st and 10. The yard marker says 4th and 10, but scoreboard says 1st and 10 from the 12-yard line. So the Panthers growling and clawing and threatening again inside the red zone. Two men split to the right-hand side, one receiver to the left. Brown takes it himself, keeps it to the left-hand side. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and pulled down. Number 8 got to him. That's Brendan Shaw.
Yeah, what a great tackle by Shaw. They do a little quarterback counter that time instead of going with everybody. He came back across the field, and Shaw was right there ready to make a huge hit. Does a good job of wrapping up.
Still got him for a 1 yard gain. Shaw had him back about 4 or 5, wanted to take him back further. So it's 2nd down and 9 now. Ball on the 11-yard line. 2 men split to the right hand side, one to the left hand side. There's a snap. Brown rolls the right hand side. Gets the pass away to the end zone. Incomplete.
Yeah, they had a couple of guys open there. I think Brown got a little too greedy on the play. The play action, he rolls out, he boots out, and he actually has number 8 wide open in the flat, but he tries to come back to, obviously, his favorite receiver, number 7, who's Elijah Baines. But Baines, he misses Baines high. He had Baines open too, but he had number 8 in the flat for a touchdown.
4:59 on the clock with the incomplete pass. Once again, that time is stopped. We're tied at 7. With the Panthers inside the red zone of Grant's Pass, threatening again. 2 men split to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. There's the snap. Again, Brown rolls the left-hand side. Again, looks down the field. This time he's wide open in the end zone. Out of bounds, incomplete. McKenna, unofficially, I have him 2 of 8 throwing the football. And it looks like a change of personnel coming up with 4th down to go. Looks like they're going to send in the kicking team. See if they can get 3 here. The ball will come up from the 18-yard line. 28-yard attempt. There's a snap, and the kick is
locked.
Gavin, no. Picked up on the right-hand side. Man still has it. Fight for the scramble at the 10-yard line, and man goes down. So the Cavemen will take over first down and 10 at the 10-yard. So the Cavemen have held. This is the second time they've held. Let's see if they can convert now and stretch it out a little bit.
Yeah,
that's key for the Grants Pass is holding and then scoring.
Yeah, and what a great job by the Cayman Divas. That's twice tonight that they've basically been back on their heels. That one especially being kind of pinned on something they can't control and do a great job coming through and blocking the field goal and now get the ball back with 4:43 left, which for our offense is an eternity, especially with 3 timeouts. So get some points here and the Cayman get the ball to start the second half.
Split left. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Ended tight on the left-hand side for the Grants Pass Cayman. Howard's the tailback. We're in the pistol right now. Rosetta on his 5-yard line. Ball on the 9. There's the snap, and they give quickly to Powers. Got a hole off the right-hand side. Scoots across the 50, out across the 20-yard line to about the 22.
See, and that right there is what I love about Powers. They come just a zone to the right, and he gets the second level, gets past it, and then he just absolutely just puts his shoulder down and runs over the safety.
2 men to the left-hand side, slot left, split right. Again, there's the snap, and they give it to Powers, looking for some running room. Cuts back to reverse it, gets across to about the 25 to about the 27. So that'll be about a 5-yard jaunt.
And the crazy, that's another crazy thing about Powers, too, is something that looks like it's going to be for no gain. He turns into 5 or 6 yards.
Split right, slot right, 2 men split to the left-hand side. Again, out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. Now he slows things down, looks at the sidelines. Okay, coach, what do you want me to do? And Powers comes up to his left shoulder. Ball on the right hash marker, close to the right hash mark. There's the snap, past the flat, right-hand side. It's complete there, right-hand side. Man goes down across the 35, out to about the 37-yard line for Grant's Pass. And that's James Traylor, his first catch of the night.
Yeah, it's good. Spreading the ball around. I like Coach Kennedy spreading the ball on, getting everybody a touch. Kind of get everybody in the flow since the first quarter went by so fast.
2 men split left, slot right, split right. That's Traylor alone to the right-hand side. He had the play coming in from the sidelines. Rosetta has it now and moves Powers back up to his left shoulder. That's the wide side of the field. There's the snap. 2-step drop by Rosetta. Passes away quickly, going straight down the field and do a double team. Intercepted by Ingram. Taylor pulls him down, though, at the 20-yard line. Traylor was double-teamed going down the sidelines, and the pass just a little overthrown right into the hands of Ingram, and the Panthers have it back.
Yeah, and that's really the first time, and I mean, it's better than a punt for the Cayman at this point, but it's really the first time we've seen in a few weeks here where Rosetta locked on to somebody pre-snap. You could tell as soon as he dropped back to pass, he was throwing to Traylor, even though the safety was over the top the entire time, and he had a couple guys on the side of the field that were open. So that's just something that Coach Kennedy will talk him through. He'll watch some film at halftime, but we got to go away from the double team, obviously, especially if we're going to take a shot.
All right, 2 men split to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side for the Panthers. First down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. And there's a snap to Brown, and the give to Lefebvre. Gets to the 20-yard line, not much further than that. Cayman standing up. They're going to mark him about the 21, give him 1 yard.
Yeah, that was Boyd again. They've been running Boyd a lot tonight. I don't know if it's because of the size difference, if they think the Cavemen aren't going to handle the size and the tackling, which I don't blame them based off of what we've seen from the Cavemen the last couple weeks. But Boyd has touched the ball quite a bit tonight.
And Boyd, in terms of rushing, these may be his first carries of the night. I don't have him listed for any on some of the stats that we received. 2.5 minutes left here in the half. There's the snap. And the give right hand to the tailback coming to the left-hand side, puts his head down, gets to the 25, across the 25. And that's LaFrave with the ball carrier this time. And
chop block, personal foul on the Panthers.
So that will back up the Panthers.
So in high school football, what that boils down to is somebody was locked up with somebody. So you had an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman blocking each other, and then one of the other offensive linemen comes in and takes out the guy's knees while the other guy's locked up, and you can't do that. They're trying to get rid of as many knee injuries as possible.
7-7 the score, 2:24 on the clock. The ball goes back to the 11-yard line, second down. Now second down and about 18. 19 to go. 2 men split to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. Slot right, they'll move right, everything joined to the right-hand side. Brown still has the ball, reverses directions, comes to that right-hand side, and is hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll go down on about the 9-yard line, a loss of 2.
Could be a timeout by the Cavemen as well.
So with 1:56, the clock has stopped. Timeout on the field. We'll be back with the completion of the first half right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back. We're tied at 7, everybody. Timeout on the field here with 1:56 left to play here in the first half. Panthers have the ball, third down and 20. Ball spotted on the 10-yard line. That's their own 10-yard line. They break the huddle and head out. Cavemen just coming out of their huddle with head coach Kennedy.
Yeah, and this is a huge stop for the Cavemen. They got 2 timeouts left. If they can get a stop here, Coach Handley either use a timeout, or if it's incomplete pass, then he doesn't have to. But then the Cavemen will still have some time to work with, especially still receiving the kick in the second half.
2 men split to the right-hand side. There's the snap. And they give to the tailback coming to the right-hand side. That gets across the 20-yard line. Not first down yardage, though. Had to get out to about the 30. They're going to mark him down on about the 25-yard line. So that's a gain of about 15.
There's a holding on the Panthers.
And it's coming back.
I would decline the penalty and take a timeout.
1:48 showing on the clock. It stopped with the flag to put the ball back on the 5-yard line. But Coach Kennedy going to let it fly. So it's 3rd and 25 from the 5, their own 5.
Yeah, I think Coach Handy's going to wait a minute. Do I not get a chance to decline the penalty? Because it would have been 4th and whatever on their own 17-yard line, 4th and 3.
Coming out to talk to the officials now on the field. The officials are talking about it. So timeout has been called.
Yeah.
Penalty is declined. There you go, and they'll bring the ball back up.
Timeout granted pass.
Yes, then it brings a 4th and 6. You're going to force them over to punt. Now there's 1:37 left. Now Grants Pass only has 1 timeout left because they're going to have to burn their timeout. Coach Kenny's losing his mind at the white hat.
He's being...
Well, I like it. Nobody ever looked at him. They just assumed he was going to take the penalty. And if you get a 4th down on this side of the field, you're going to force them over to punt. So then GP gets to use their timeout.
And he's still talking to the officials. Being pretty, what's a good word? Animated? Animated's a good word. And he's still got the air of one of the linemen now. All right, in the punt formation. Back deep to receive. Caveman safety back on his own 48-yard line. And the punt comes up, and it's a beaut. Drives the man back, and fair catch called for on the 31-yard line. First down and 10 for Grants Pass from their own 31 with a minute 24 left in the half. Tied at 7 with these Panthers of South Medford. About what we expected tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that we were focused. Only had the ball, is it the fourth time? Yeah, I think this is their fourth time having the football. So this is a little out of the ordinary for them. I think you can see them pressing a little bit when they do have the football. I think that was the result of Rosé's last pass, was just pressing his way into a throw that he didn't want to make.
2 minutes put the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side, four wideouts for the Caveman. Out of the shotgun now, ball at the 31-yard line. There's the snap, and they give to Powers. Powers hit, didn't get anything. Maybe to the line of scrimmage on the line surge. Actually, they're going to mark him with a loss.
I think they have... Is that Powers down? Yeah, Powers is down.
With Powers down on the field right now, we'll hold it here for just a moment. Now we'll take a deep breath. We'll be right back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Powers is walking off under his own power, just a little gingerly.
Looks like maybe a little bit of a stinger or something. He ran right into a brick wall. The South Medford size is really giving the Caveman offensive line a problem tonight.
So Berg getting to replace him to the right shoulder of Rosetta with four wideouts. There's the snap. Pass the flat left-hand side. It's complete to the 35 out across the 40-yard line. Be close to first down yardage. It is first down yardage.
And the nice thing about the Panthers wanting to get beat deep, Traylor just ran the 7-yard hitch route, and he's wide open by 10, 15 yards because the Panthers are so worried about getting beat deep. I think that's something you'll start to see come into play for the Caveman passing game. Rather than taking their shots deep, you're gonna bait them to come and play up. And then we will see a deep shot at some point.
First down and 10, ball at the 42-yard line. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Again, Berg in, replacing Powers right now at the tailback. There's a snap to Rosetta, two-step drop. Wants to throw, pass away quickly to the left-hand side. I believe that's Hill coming up left-hand side. Gets to midfield right at the 50-yard line, pushed out of bounds. It'll be a gain of 8. Make that a gain of 7. They're going to mark him at the 49.
And just back to that quick little screen game the Caveman like to run. The Caveman this year have done a great job of running that screen game pretty much to perfection because they do it to both sides, so it's hard to pinpoint which side you're going to.
Second and short. Pretty good down here to play something with. Four wideouts. One again, two to each side. There's the snap again. The pass away quickly left-hand side. It's complete first down yardage to Hill again. Still on his feet. Fights his way across the 40-yard line to about the 39.
Yeah, and that's Traylor again. They're just playing so far off. They're so worried about getting beat deep. That's just an easy pitch and catch for Traylor and Rosetta for an easy 10 to 15 yards almost at will. And he got out of bounds. You don't have to use a timeout.
Four wideouts again. Caveman moving the football here. 44 seconds left here in the first half. And almost got him offsides. No flag flies. Home fans wanted a flag on that one.
Yeah, his helmet crossed the football.
And there's the snap. Give to Berg. Berg off right tackle. Bulls ahead, gets a couple of yards. He'll get down to about the 36-yard line. Give him 3.
Yeah, and the Caveman are going to need to hurry, which they are. 32 seconds left.
2 minutes to the left-hand side. 1 or 2 to the left-hand side.
There's a snap. Pass to the flat, left-hand side. That's complete to Trailer, and he steps out of bounds on the 29. First down yardage, 7 yards.
Yeah, I can't reiterate enough how easy of a pitch and catch this is for Rosetta and Trailer right now. It's just Rosetta sees the it's an easy read, too, because we're seeing the corner just dead sprint out of his break, and Trailer just stops about 7 yards down the field and just catches the ball, and right there just gets out of bounds for an easy first down.
First and 10 for the 29, 23.7 seconds left here in the half. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, two to the right. Tied at 7. There's a snap. Again, the pass, again, the flat left-hand side. And again, stepping out of bounds on the 10-yard line, Mr. Trailer again.
Yeah, and South Medford's going to call a timeout to address it.
Timeout, South Medford.
Yeah, it's. I mean, and the reason for this timeout from South Medford is strictly because of what's just happening. I mean, Rosetta's literally looking at the corner, because the safety's so far off the field, off the ball. He's 17 to 20 yards deep. Safety is not a problem for anybody except for anybody going deep. So all that Rosetta has to do, because the outside linebacker can't get there in time, so all Rosetta has to do is watch the corner. If the corner is going to come in, then Rosetta will just beat him deep. If Rosetta sees him dead sprinting back off of his break, which is what we're seeing right now, it's an easy play catch. And right there, it's an easy 8 yards. Trailer catches the ball and just ducks out of bounds real fast. And the play took maybe 4 or 5 seconds. So the Caymans still have 2 timeouts left with just under 20 seconds and the ball at the 21-yard line. So the Caymans have plenty of time here for, 3 or 4 more shots before they have to make a decision on field goal or going for it.
Again, 4 wideouts. Same formation that we've seen. Berg is still the tailback.
Now they're playing a press coverage on him.
Ball on the left hash mark. Set for play. There's the snap. Low step. Controlled by Rosetta. Looks down the field. Gets a pass away. Looking for the end zone. Lots of people there. And it is incomplete. 13.9 seconds left.
Yeah, Rosetta had Trailer early off the ball because they came up that time after the timeout. They came up in press coverage, and he got off of the corner, off of the press coverage, but Rosetta waited way too long, almost got sacked, and then tried to throw it in like 3 or 4 different Panthers with Brevik Hill and Trailer both there in the corner of the end zone.
Third down, 2 to go for the first down. Ball on the 21-yard line. 13.9 seconds left here in the first half. We are tied at 7. Caymans try to break that tie right now. 2 men split to each side. Ball on the left hash mark. There's a snap. Looks left, looks right, looks down the field. Again, throwing to the corner of the end zone. This one's overthrown, out of bounds, incomplete. Can tell that one from here.
Yeah, that's not a terrible throw, though. I mean, on third down and 2, you want to give yourself an opportunity to at least hopefully get some points here on a field goal. So he threw it either to score in the very far corner or be incomplete. So I actually like that throw.
Looking for the field goal right now with 8 seconds left. This should be within Leon's on range. Ball is going to come, is going to be spotted about on the 28 to 27 yard line. That makes it a 38 yard field goal attempt. Pardon me, 28. Yeah. On the 28-yard line, so it'll be a 38-yard attempt. There's the snap. Bobble the snap. Loose football. Picked up by the Panthers. They try to return it, so each team has blocked a field goal attempt. 2.3 seconds left, and the Panthers have the football about on the 30-yard line of Grant's, or their own 30-yard line.
Yeah, and everything was good, honestly. I thought it was a good snap. Brevik Hill, I think, took his eyes off of the football, and he bobbled it. Luckily, the Caymen were able to get a tackle on the football because that could have been returned for a touchdown. Been a real problem for the Caymen.
So, see what the Panthers do with 2.3 seconds left. Brown has his instructions as he comes from the sidelines. Once again, ball spotted on the 36-yard line. Up the line of scrimmage. 3 receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. There's the snap. And they give the tailback off right-hand tackle. Gets some running room. Gets across the 45-yard line. He'll pick up 10 yards, and that'll be it as time expires.
at the end of the first half of play. We are tied at 7. We'll be right back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. It is halftime. Homecoming at Mel Ingram Field right now, with lots of royalty taking the field right now, along with the Grants Pass High Marching Band, as we here in the press box get ready to share with you what happened in the first half on the gridiron here. Run down the scoring for us, would you, Zach Morgan?
Yeah, there's not much to go off of in this one.
Should have been here last week.
Yes.
Taking 20 minutes.
Yeah, so this will be quick for us tonight. With 11:54 left in the second quarter, there was a 14-yard quarterback run for the Panthers. PAT was good to make it 7-0 South Medford. Then the Caymen quickly answered back with 8:11 left in the second quarter, an 11-yard fly sweep by Brevik Hill. PAT by Leon was good to make it 7-7, and that is exactly where we sit at halftime, 7-7.
All right, we'll run down some individual numbers that we have for you. I want to come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers that we have, and once again, we'll report that these are unofficial. First of all, let's start with the South Medford Panthers. Their leading running back, the Kellen Lefebvre, 5'11", 180-pound senior. I have him 10 carries, 51 yards. Let me see, Brody Roberts. I believe that's going to should be going over to number 40, Boyd, as 16, 23 yards. 6 for Huxtable, 16 for Ingram, and 20 yards and a touchdown rushing for McKenna Brown. 100 yards exactly on the ground for the Panthers. For McKenna Brown, throwing the football, 2 of 6 for 18 yards and no score. 118 yards generated unofficially by the Panthers. For the Grants Pass Cayman, Drayton Powers, 7 carries, 26 yards. Weston Berg, 1 carry, 3 yards. Previc Hill, an 11-yard rush. He scored the touchdown there. Rosetta has not rushed the ball, but he has passed 9 of 14 times for 106 yards with the one interception. So 146 yards generated by the Grants Pass Cavemen, 118 yards generated by the Panthers, and the score is tied. So not a surprise there, but a little bit different than what we had expected here. Maybe a little bit more offense. Those are the first half. Those are the first half numbers that we have. Stay tuned for first half analysis coming your way right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. First half analysis here on KAJO Radio. And let's see, we talked about defense from the Panthers. We said we expected long, sustained drives. That's what we've seen. We've seen the Grants Pass explosive offense also head down the field to tie the score at 7-all. We didn't talk a lot about turnovers. There have been a couple of those.
There has been a lot of more turnovers than I thought there were going to be. The Panthers in singular are playing this exactly like I thought they were going to. No surprise here for me. A little bit of a surprise as far as, like, the amount of time they took off the clock in the first quarter. But, I mean, they converted 4 third downs, so that's going to play into a 10-minute drive, essentially. But, I mean, holy cow, the turnovers. I think the turnover you saw from Rosetta, I kind of mentioned it, is from a – you start to press. You really do. You start counting possessions as much as you're in the first half and there's a lot of football left. You're starting to see, okay, we had one possession in the first quarter. So all of a sudden, as a high school kid, you're in your head, your internal clock starts to, you know, really tick a lot faster than it needs to. And I think we saw that in the throw that he did to Trailer where he got picked off. I think we've seen it a couple times in a couple different RPO chances he's had where he's given the ball rather than thrown the football. That is to be expected. That's kind of why, you know, I alluded to it in the first, you know, before we got on the air. You have to continue to play your game. And I think, honestly, it looks like the Cayman offense is a little confused by whatever South Medford is showing them. I don't think maybe they didn't show it on film. Where they just weren't quite ready for whatever they are seeing. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Kennedy and the offense do coming out in the second half. What changes do they make? Because you know Singler's going to make a change. Whatever you think he's going to do, he's going to do something completely opposite and throw Rosetta in this offense for a loop. And so the Cayman offense has got to be ready for whatever is going to come. But again, I also commend the Cayman defense. You know, they've given up probably more yards than what they want to. But at the same time, you got a turnover on a drive that should have ended in a touchdown. You have a blocked field goal on a drive that should have ended in 3 points. And so, I mean, frankly, the Cayman, based off of those numbers, it should be 20-10 right now. And so, or 17-10, excuse me. And so I think the Cayman defense, you know, tonight you got to tip your cap to them so far. But playing a Bill Singler team, this is a long football game left.
Well, we talked a lot about head coach Singler. And once again, he had a bye week last week. Mm-hmm. So he's had 2 weeks to plan for this.
Sure.
And he's certainly seen all of the film available on the Grants Pass Cavemen. I would be a bit surprised if he had coaches at the South Salem game. And all that being considered, He's not unfamiliar with Mr. Kennedy, even as a head coach. He's been the offensive coordinator here before. Mm-hmm. So he's aware of those tendencies. So anybody got a coaching edge here?
I mean, I think you've got to give it the coaching edge to Singler just because of his expertise, and he's done this for so many years, and he's very good at it, frankly. But they don't have the athleticism that the Cavemen do. But right now, the athleticism is not a factor because the size of the Panthers is creating such an issue up front. The Panthers have won the front seven the entire first two quarters. It's not even close. So the difference for the Cavemen defense right now has been coming from the linebacker position. The linebackers have been doing a better job of flying in the second quarter, especially flying through the zones, meeting the running backs in the A and B gap rather than letting them get to the second level. Because once we get to the second level, we've seen the Cavemen have struggles with that. And so I think, you know, I would like to see Coach Kennedy come out and get Rosetta a couple quick throws. They're obviously, I think you got to give Powers the ball. If he's healthy, I mean, I saw him walking off the field. He looks okay, but I don't know how much of a dinged up he was after that hit. But you got to give Powers the ball, but I think you got to give him a chance to go east and west a little bit. I think, you know, we haven't seen that quick toss play. We saw a lot last week at South Salem. We haven't seen the outside zone. We haven't seen the one where they put Berg and Powers in the backfield together. One fakes one way, one goes the other, so they kind of have a choice of which one they're going to run. So I don't know if some of that's because they didn't have the ball enough, and so some of that stuff is stuff that Kennedy is saving for the second half. But I'd like to see more east and west running and then allow Powers to get up the field after he makes a decision, because in the middle of the line, there's nowhere for him to run. There's been very few times where there's been gaps for him to have anything, you know, good to run through. And so that's it'll just be interesting to see which version of the Cavemen offense comes out.
Well, we'll continue our analysis and our guesstimations, and when we return, we invite you to stay tuned. Band on the field right now. The scoreboard still showing 7-7 at halftime. We'll be back after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass High Marching Band doing their show performance for the home fans here. I understand that as soon as they're done with their halftime show, they're getting on a bus and heading out to another competition. So best of luck to the Grants Pass High Marching Band. In the meantime, though, we're still trying to figure out what's going to happen in the second half. Cavemen offense didn't really get a chance to get into any rhythm, and that's what we need to see happen for the Grants Pass Cavemen to get clicking for a while.
Yeah, got to get a little bit of a rhythm. The good news is they get the ball to start the second half, so you'll get to see them right away, you know, and let them settle in a little bit quicker. I think they're a little bit out of sorts because that's the longest they've had a game this year for sure without the football. And so when you go from all, you know, energized and ready to go and the adrenaline's pumping, and then you got to sit on the sidelines for 8.5-9 minutes of a football game before you even get to touch the football, if you're an offensive guy, that's hard. That's hard to come out and all of a sudden perform right away. And we saw that their first drive. And so, you know, it got better as we saw in the second quarter. They came in, settled in, you know, got the touchdown, you know, run from Hill. I truly think they're just a little bit confused as far as what the Panthers are doing on the back end. I don't think that Rosetta has a great feel for what the safeties are doing. And to South Memphis, credit, they have showed Rosetta about 7 different coverages on the backside. And as a high school kid, that's not something you typically see. And so when they keep changing the coverages and you're not able to settle in, you know, to a, hey, they're just running a cover four, or they're just running cover two, and then all of a sudden they call a timeout and they come up in a man coverage, it gets a little confusing and discombobulating. And I think that's kind of where Rosetta got to in the first half. And so, which, you know, I think this is perfect timing for an extended halftime. Most coaches hate extended halftimes, but I think for Coach Kennedy and the offense especially, I think this is a great extended halftime timing. Get in there, be able to kind of go over some film, go over some plays, drop some new stuff, drop some, you know, this will really be a good time for Kennedy and Rosetta to sit down and be like, hey, here's what you're seeing. Here's what we need to do against it. Here's what you're trying to do against it. We can't do that. And so this will be a great time for that, you know, offensive coordinator, quarterback relationship to really flourish and kind of just show itself coming out in the second half. And it's a good time to let the boys just kind of settle down and be like, hey, this wasn't our best first half of football. End of the day, it's 7-7, and we get the ball first. So we're at the advantage now, and we didn't really play that well, especially on offense. And so this 20-minute break for the first time is probably welcomed by the Cavemen.
All right, and it's our home field. Another couple of differences here, and we've alluded to it a couple of times. Head Coach Singler is in the upstairs booth. He's right next to us here. And I asked Coach Kennedy about that. Would he like to be up here or down there? And he prefers to be on the field so he can read what's really going on with his players. And he's got to rely on his coaching staff, which is certainly capable of relaying what they're seeing up here and how to make those adjustments on the field. And I'm sure that's part of what's going on in that conversation between Rosetta and Kennedy and probably the other coaches.
Sure. I think what Singler does with being up in the box, especially – not only is the, I mean, you see a lot of offensive coordinators up in the box, you know, these days it's 50-50 for the most part, but it's not uncommon by any means. But it's fairly uncommon to see the head coach in the box. You always typically see the head coach on the field managing timeouts. It's just not something that Singler has done. He was up in the box all the way back when I was playing in 07-08. So I think it's just his comfort zone. I think he likes being the offense coordinator, he likes to see the field more, and it's working for them. I don't know that it's an advantage or a disadvantage. He's got enough coach on the sidelines that he just yells at them to call a timeout, and they call a timeout. So I think it just is what it is.
He certainly didn't give up any control.
No, he doesn't give up any control. He just speaks through them that way. But, yeah, I think, you know, if I was in Kennedy's shoes, I would probably be on the field as well. I think you get a better feel for the game, especially as a younger coach. You get a better feel for the game. Being the OC and the quarterback coach, he can instantly have that feedback right to Rosetta, which, you know, you see them talking a lot when they run off on and off the field, which is great. I think that helps Rosetta, you know, that instant feedback of what he's seeing or not seeing. But honestly, the second half is going to boil down to, can the Cavemen running game get going? Because, well, Willamette did this to us, and now South Medford has done this to us, where they have basically taken away the running game, made us one-dimensional. And in high school football, it's fairly easy to play defense on a one-dimensional football team, regardless of size, speed, whatever. If you know what's coming and you can play to it instantly, it makes the game, you know, obviously very, very, very easy. And so they came in and have got to figure out a way to use the South Medford size to their disadvantage. And if the guys are beating them outside, they're going to need to wash their guys. If they're a tackle, they're going to need to wash their guys to the outside and allow Powers to run inside. Or, you know, whatever they're going to do, they're going to have to play kind of to South Medford's game and adjust our own game, because the RPO game is what makes Grants Pass so successful and is where we've seen all those yards, you know, the last 2 weeks.
Now, if we're talking about the running game and the run-pass option, that goes to normally, Mr. Powers, and there's a question mark about Powers right now.
Yeah.
He didn't finish the first half on the field, limped off the field after being hurt on the field, so we don't know his status right now. Now, Berg is no slouch, so we ought to be able to really get that game going. He may not be Powers, but they bring different things to the position.
Sure, the good thing about Berg, even though he's not Powers, I think Powers overall probably has the most, you know, to bring to a running back, which is why he's our starter. But Berg does not shy away from contact. He's quick. He hits the holes hard.
He's strong.
And so the good thing about having a backup running back like Berg is you don't give up a whole bunch. Yeah, you might miss. I mean, nobody makes a cut at full speed like Powers does. That's just a given. But nothing that Berg does makes you hesitate giving him the football. So that's a good thing. He presents the same opportunities. We got to get that running game going. And I think also that to go back and touch on the defensive side of it, the Cavemen did a very good job of tackling in the first half. They've got to continue to do a good job of tackling in the second half, because these are the games where one missed tackle for a long 60-yard run could be the nail in the coffin that really, you know, just does this game in. And so they got to make South Medford keep earning yards, you know, try to get them off the field on third downs. That's the real key for me in the second half for the Cavemen to be successful. Our defense has got to get off the field on third downs, and our offense has to actually get first downs on third downs, which they were struggling with a little bit in the first half. So if those two things will happen for the Cavemen, I think they're in a good spot. Getting the ball back first at a 7-7 game, it gives them the advantage, obviously, right off the bat. And so it's just a matter of, can the Cavemen stay with this consistency, stay with this edge? If they score to start, that's going to be a huge bonus for the Cavemen.
Band is leaving the field right now, and the Panthers are back out, just out of the tunnel as we speak. The Cavemen are coming out, so we'll be getting back to this one pretty quickly. Hey, warm-up clock is about ready to expire, but I expect they'll put 2 to 3 more minutes on it to make sure both these squads have the opportunity to get all these muscles stretched out so that nobody finishes with an injury. And we'll keep a timeout. We see other players walking on the field. In the injured list, I don't see Mr. Powers walking out there, so he's still in uniform, we expect. So that's something we'll be watching. Once again, you're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. We'll be back with more after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams continuing to warm up. Powers is on the field in full uniform and taking some warm-ups. But his status is still unconfirmed. 2:03 showing on the clock as the PA has picked up one of the fans' favorites here is Sweet Caroline. And we hear that on almost all of the other visiting fields that we go to. So it's not just here in Grants Pass that that's like. Now, other games going on in conference tonight. Willamette is at West Salem. That's a game that we'll be watching closely. North Salem is at Sheldon. Sheldon has picked up a win now. Salem at Sprague. North Medford has a non-conference game tonight. They are hosting Wilsonville at Spiegelberg Stadium. In terms of the what's the standings here, Willamette right at the top of the conference right now, 4-0 undefeated. West Salem is second, 3-0. Grants Pass is actually third at 3-1, a half game back of West Salem. North Salem and Sprague are each at 2-2, tied for fourth place. Then comes Sheldon and South Medford, each with 1-2 conference records. South Salem 0-3 and North Medford 0-4. North Medford 0-4. That just is hard to say.
0-4 and a tough Wilsonville. That's a tough 5A team.
No kidding.
It's like us playing Silverton next week. It's a tough 5A team.
All right, that's what's happening here, and we're getting close to final seconds are ticking off the clock, so we're getting ready to get this one kicked off and back into action, ladies and gentlemen. From Mel Ingram Field, you're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. The Cavemen will be kicking, well, will be receiving the kickoff from the South Panthers here as warm-up clock is ticking down to about 20 seconds as we speak. And the final strains of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline go away. Several phones lit up on the far side. Flowing along with Sweet Caroline. as we get ready to bring you the second half. Once again, just like Zach mentioned a moment ago, we'll be on the road next Friday night going up to the Salem area to play Silverton. First time there. We've been doing this since 88. That's my first time ever going to Silverton.
Yeah, they're a very tough 5A team, number two ranked 5A team right now, and they're usually every year at least in the quarterfinals of the 5A bracket, and so it's not going to be a easy road game. The Cavemen have a tough four-game schedule to
finish.
Whatever
sport it is, Silverton always gets great support up there. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing school in terms of spirit and competitiveness. All right, the Cavemen come back out. Let's see who we're going to send back deep.
No, they're sending Powers back
Powers
there.
Is back out
Powers
there.
Powers and Berg.
Powers and Berg.
That's a good sign.
That is a good sign. All right. Feeling better already. The Panthers have teed up the football on the right hash mark. Now they've got to bring it over to the left hash mark. Depending on... And now Berg and Powers are reversing. So, I don't know if they're trying to kick it away from Powers or not. He does have a couple of 80-yard returns this year. We are ready. Ladies and gentlemen, get close to your radios. From a 9-yard deep run, here comes the kickoff, and it is a line drive kick coming up to the 15-yard line. The Powers cuts back, gets some blocking on the right-hand side, tried to turn the corner at the 25, the 30, the 35 out to the 40, across the 40-yard line to about the 42-yard line. Good return by Powers. So he's up and all right. That's good news. First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen from their own 41-yard line is where they're going to mark the football.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what changes or what anything the Cavemen offense comes out with to see what the adjustments were at halftime with that 20-minute halftime.
All right, 2 men split to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left-hand side. End in tight on the left for Grants Pass. Out of the pistol right now with Powers back at tailback. There's the snap, and they give it to Powers. Looks like he's move off right tackle. Scoots ahead about to the 45-yard line. A quick 5-yard scoot.
Yeah, that time the Cavemen's come out in just a standard zone left run to Powers. The Panthers showed early a blitz from the linebacker and safety position, but then they dropped back and they showed a quick cover four to start with nobody over trailer. So it looks like they're just going to play a soft zone to start to see how the Cavemen react.
Single receiver to the left. A triangle of receivers on the right-hand side right at the end of the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. Pitch right-hand side to Powers. Powers looking to turn the corner. Gets the corner turned across the 50, across the 40, across the 30s on front. Nobody's going to catch him. He is gone. Touchdown, Grants Pass. Powers from the 45-yard line. A 55-yard run. And the Cavemen have taken the lead.
Yeah, and that's exactly, honestly, what I was talking about. I alluded to it at halftime, was getting Powers east and west and getting him in that toss play. That was just a toss right towards our side of the field. And once Powers saw the hole, he puts his foot in the ground and goes through the hole, and he was gone.
So Leon will come in and try to kick it. It is right now 13-7. Should be 13. The scoreboard says 19? Cavemen show another different formation. Now they move back into a standard kicking formation. That wasn't the swinging gate. And people spread all over the place. There's the snap. And this kick is up. This one looks good, and it is good. It is 14-7. Grants Pass with the lead here in the early stages of the fourth quarter. Now the Grants Pass defense will be called on. Can we hold again? We'll be right back with the kickoff after this one-minute timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. The ball is teed up almost on the X on the 40-yard line for Mr. Leon. As he begins to address the football right now, puts his toe to it, and the line drive catch is going this way and goes back into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. They'll bring it out to the 20. First down and 10 from their own 20 for the Panthers.
Yeah, good start for the Cayman offense. About as good as you can do is coming out of the half. Like I said, it was going to be interesting to see what the Cayman offense did. Now it's going to be interesting to see what the Cayman defense is going to do to try to counteract whatever we're about to see from the Panther offense. I think it's going to be somewhat similar. We may see a few different formations out of the Panthers, but I think the game plan stays the same.
Let's see what the Cayman try to do with it. Two receivers out to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. There's a quick snap. Ball goes to the tailback right now, puts his head down, gets across the 25 out to about the 29-yard line.
Yeah, Cayman had him for about a 3-yard gain, but then a missed tackle allowed for another 6 yards.
The second down and one, 9-yard gain total for Mr. Lefebvre. 10:41 on the clock. It's moving. We're in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Grants pass, two receivers to the right, one to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time. There's the snap. And they give the tailback this time. Hole over the left-hand side. Loose football. And loose. There's a scramble for it. I'm not sure who's got it. Everybody was there. Rolled across the 50-yard line.
I think the Panthers got it back.
I do, too, yeah. Boy, a lot of people touched that football.
Yeah, the Cayman, though, not starting well on defense as far as tackling. That's back-to-back plays, but the Cayman are dropping their heads. You're supposed to kind of keep your head up, use your chest to kind of power through it, and a lot of the Cayman defenders are dropping their heads, and it's allowing the running back to run right past them, and that's where we've seen the two big gains. Almost got bailed out by a fumble there, but luckily it took a good bounce for the Panthers.
Fumble-rooski, they fumbled it ahead.
Yeah.
2 minutes put to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Ball on the 49-yard line of Grant's pass. Grant's pass still in that four-man front turn. The pitch goes to the left-hand side to Venable. Venable pushed out of bounds on about the 47-yard line. So it'll be a gain of 2.
Yeah, and that was a much better job by the Cayman there of tackling. 22, Tyler Meek, and 11, Brevet Kill, both teamed up for the tackle on that one.
Second down, about 8. Ball on the 47-yard line. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side. 2 men to the right-hand side also. So we've got 4 wideouts. Brown wants to throw. Pass the flat right-hand side. Again to Boyd. Boyd's got some room down the right-hand side. He's going to have to be caught from behind. He breaks out in front to the 15-yard line. Down to about the 10. So Boyd gets the reception. I think that's his first reception of the year also.
Yeah, and that's been the kryptonite for the Cayman tonight too. Is they're having trouble stopping the run, so they load the box, and then there's been nobody in the flats to stop it. And that was just a tailback swing to the right, and there's nobody there. It's just basically a glorified toss play that goes for a huge gain.
Had a big hole on the right-hand side, and for a bigger man, he's pretty quick. 2 minutes split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. As the Panthers already in the red zone turn, ball goes to the tailback left-hand side. That's, once again, Lefebvre down to about the 12.
Yeah, very, very minimal gain, maybe a yard.
Maybe one.
Yeah. Yeah, the Panthers are doing a good job of stretching the field a little bit more already. They kind of gone away from the counter so far. It's just been stretch right, stretch left, or toss, or sweep to the outside.
Two receivers left, one to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol this time, turn. And again, the give to tailback. He's hit and dropped back on about the 15-yard line. So Lefebvre thrown for a little loss that time.
Yeah, what a great job by Titan Davis. they finally went back to the counter, and Davis fights through his pulling guy on his backside. Rather than getting picked up by the fullback, he fights through the backer and does a great job meeting him in the backfield for, what, a three-yard loss.
So it's third down and about 12, ball on the 15-yard line.
After the blocked field goal in the first half, I would imagine this is four-down territory for the Panthers just by playing the odds.
2 men split to the left, 1 man split to the right-hand side. Slot on the left-hand side. Now the man comes in motion right to left. Fly sweep, they'll hand it to him right now. That's Ingram, and he's going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage and dropped back on the 20-yard line. Kaven were there and pulled him down. Brevik Hill was the first one to him.
Yeah, Brevik Hill and Andrew Jensen. Jensen actually was the first one outside, which made Brevik Hill give the opportunity to come up because Jensen kept widening with the play, did a great job of pushing it back inside, and I lied. They are going to go for the field goal.
All right, ball will come up from about the 28-yard line, a 38-yard attempt. There's the snap, and the kick is
blocked again.
No good. Loose football and picked up again by Grants Pass. His number five, that's Reed Rhodes, going down the left-hand sideline, gets the ball out across the 20-yard line.
I think Brevik Hill got his hand on that one. Coming off the far corner. Brevik does a good job on those PATs and the field goals of coming off the far side and staying tight to the line of scrimmage, going right behind the offensive lineman and getting the block.
6:35 on the clock. It stopped on the change of possession here. 14-7, Grants Pass with a 7-point lead and a football.
Yeah, this is where the Caymen have to score. You score here, put up 2 touchdowns behind, then we're playing the touches game.
All right, 2 men split left, 1 man split to the left-hand side. And goes in motion, that's Hill. They give it to Hill, tries to turn the corner right-hand side, but he's caught behind the line of scrimmage and will be thrown for a loss. Way ran it to the narrow side of the field, and there was nothing there but white jerseys, all with Panthers inside of them. Loss of about 5.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like that call to the short side of the field, especially with the way South Medford's been breaking through the line of scrimmage. There wasn't much room for Hill to run after he got the football, and there wasn't any open space.
2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side for the Grants Pass Cavemen. It's second down, 15 to go. Play coming in from the sidelines as we wait. Ready? They'll pull Powers around to the right-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. There's the snap. Pass to flat right-hand side. It's complete to Bowen across the 25-yard line to the 30-yard line. Fights, I think he's got first down yardage. It's pretty close. He does, 15 yards.
And I love that read from Rosetta. He went through his progression, looked deep, looked middle, came back to Bowen on the sideline.
Split right, 2 men split to the left-hand side. Ball on the narrow side of the field on the right hash mark. That's the single receiver. There's a snap, and they give to Powers in the backfield. Gets a block around the corner on the right-hand side, puts his head down, gets 6 or 7 yards out to about the 38, 39-yard line. They're going to mark him on the 38. So we'll give him 6.
Looked like that was an RPO again that Rosetta, I like the give on that one, gave to Powers, and Powers was able to get outside.
Out of the pistol with 3 wideouts, 2 left, 1 right, slot right. I'm surprised we haven't seen more tempo from Grants Pass. A little rhythm going. We can see some of that. Pulled up Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta. That's the wide side of the field. They give it to him, and he puts ahead. First down yardage. Carrying Panthers with him for a first down out to about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, that's one thing Powers does so well. It's just another stretch play to the right-hand side. And he gets hit for maybe a 2-yard gain, but then he just drives his feet and takes 3 or 4 guys with him.
He's deceptively strong, and they give the ball again to him, going to the right-hand side, puts his head down, spins, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, may pick up a yard or two. They'll get him out to about the 47-yard line. So we'll give him 2 this time. Second down and 8. A little over 4 minutes, just past the four-minute mark here in the third period. So the Cavemen running some of their own clock now.
And I do agree with you. I'm surprised the Cavemen haven't gone with a little bit more tempo to not allow the Panthers to kind of settle into whatever defense they're going to settle into.
Tire out some of those big horses. Cavemen split the right, slot right, split left. There is the snap. And the give again to Power. It spins. Gets ahead. Crosses the 50-yard line out to about the 49-yard line.
Yeah, that was Berg. They're giving Powers a spill here after about four or five touches in a row. But again, that Berg right there, that's a great job. He went, he cut it back a little bit. There was nothing there. He does a spin move to avoid one guy. Picks up an easy 5 yards. Now it creates third and manageable for the Cavemen.
Third down at the five for Grant Bass.
3:05 on the clock. It continues to run.
I would think this is four down territory for the Cavemen, especially with the way the Panthers' offense works. I don't see the Cavemen punting from here.
Trips on a triangle to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Ball on the 49-yard line of the Panthers. Man goes in motion. Rosetta wants to throw. Screens head up on the left-hand side. It's complete. Runs around the official. Dives ahead. Good for a 10. Well, first down yardage to about the 42-yard line. Gain of 7.
Yeah, the one thing I don't like there was a quick screen back to Hill, and then they brought some linemen out to go lead block, and he comes all the way back towards our side of the field. I wish he would have cut it back out and gotten behind the guy's lead blocking for him. I think it may have gone to the house on that if he gets back outside.
All right, Cavemen moving some people around. Bassett was on one side, now moves back to the left. There's a wide out, two receivers to the right, two to the left. Out of the shotgun again. First down and 10 from the 42-yard line for the Grants Pass Cavemen. There's the snap. Pass the flat. Right-hand side to Hill. He's got some running room. Gets stood up immediately. He'll be... may have been stopped for about a yard loss.
Yeah, they tried to run a quick bubble screen out here. And Traylor had a tough job out here with a couple of guys trying to block. He ends up missing both of them, but... Hill had nowhere to go once he caught the little bubble
screen.
Once he
caught the ball, he was stood up straight and pushed back. Minute and a half on the clock, third period. Cavemen driving. Split right, two men split the left-hand side. End of the pistol this time for Rosetta. There's a snap, and they give to Berg. Finds room off the right-hand side, cuts around to the corner. Oh. Scrambles along, and he'll get 2 yards to about the 41.
I thought he was going to stay on his feet. If he stays on his feet, he probably gets the first down. Looks like he got tripped up trying to make the cut. Because when he got to the line of scrimmage, he ran into a couple defensive, offensive lineman battles and had to try to bump it outside. And once he clipped outside, he couldn't stay on his feet.
Inside of the last minute of play, clock is still running. Traylor alone to the right-hand side. Two men to the left-hand side. Slot left. Bring the tail back out of the shotgun. He's on the right shoulder of Rosetta. That's the narrow side of the field. 39 seconds. There's the snap. Deep drop by Rosetta. Wants to throw. Gets the pass away. It's complete to the 25-yard line. Man is spun down, and that's Bowen picking it up.
I really love how they're keeping Traylor on the bottom side by himself because they're forcing South Medford. They're bringing the safety up, number 9, putting him in press coverage with the other corner behind him, which means on the trip side, they have basically 3-on-3 in a zone, and the Cavemen are doing a great job of finding those holes in this zone on the trip side.
Bowen's third catch of the night. He split wide to the right-hand side. Two to the right-hand side. Slot right, split left. And there's a snap. Pitch right-hand side to Berg. Berg cuts right back in. Heads straight up the field. Gets about to the 21-yard line where he stood up there and finally brought down. And that's the way the fourth period, or the third period will end. At the end of three, it's 14-7. Grants pass by a touchdown. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute KPN timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
I need to tell you, folks, courtesy of Kelly's Automotive Services, we brought you that third quarter. That's right. They take care of you, but they service your automobile. Good people. Kelly's Automotive Services, and, of course, Abby's Pizza, our traditional sponsor here for the fourth period. If you're looking for great food after the end of the game, Abby's Pizza, they've got that triple-decker, that bacon and burger and pepperoni. Oh, lots of it on there. $26.99. All right, ball spotted on the 20-yard line for the Grants Pass Cavemen. It is second down and six to go as we start the fourth period here. Cavemen up by a touchdown against the South Bedford Panthers on homecoming night. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Berg remains the tailback right now. Man comes in motion right to left. There's the snap, and they give it to Berg going to the right-hand side. Gets some running room down to about the 11-yard line. Pardon me. Down to about the 16-yard line. Gain of about four.
Okay, I think at this point, with the offense is still running somewhat productively without Powers, I think Coach Kennedy's just kind of giving Powers a break because I don't see him on the bench anywhere sitting down. So I think they're just essentially giving him a little bit of a breather. He's been pretty banged up tonight.
Newman split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side again. Narrow side of the field is the right-hand side. That's Naylor. They put him in motion, coming right to left again, going to the left-hand side. They fake to Berg. They pass to Hill, left-hand side, gets across the 10, down to about the 7-yard line. First down yardage.
Yeah, the Panthers have not had an answer for that quick middle screen coming back towards the middle of the field for the Cavemen. And Hill's had some pretty good productive yards tonight out of that play, and that's exactly what we just saw.
Inside of 11 minutes to play here, fourth period. Cavemen football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Cavemen in the red zone and threatening with a fresh set of downs. Ball at the 7-yard line.
And Powers back in.
Man split the left-hand side, one to the right, two to the right-hand side. There's a snap, and they give to Powers off left tackle, puts his head down, spins. Touchdown, Powers, from the 7-yard line. His second rushing touchdown of the night. And the Cavemen take a 2-touchdown lead, 20-7, here in the fourth period.
Yeah, that's a good job of the Cavemen offensive line because the Panthers came up with all three linebackers, came up and were showing a lot of pressure. And the offensive line did a great job of giving Powers, you know, a 4 or 5 yard cushion, and then he did the rest to push it into the end zone.
Up the line of scrimmage, try for the point after. Coming off the toe of Alejandro León. And that's been a pretty reliable toe this season. And the kick is up. And it's good. 21-7 to score, 10:35 to play. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Cavemen.
Welcome back. Cavemen have the football teed up just about 10 feet to the right-hand side of the X's. They're going right to left across your radio dial. They're driving towards A Street, kicking towards A Street to the South Panthers. Leading the Panthers now by 2 touchdowns, 21-7. He addresses the football, puts his toe to it.
And it's a high end over in kick. And again, this one goes into the end zone. There'll be no return. They'll bring it out to the 20. Now, will we see a change in the Panther offense?
Yeah, they're going to have to start throwing the football. I don't know that you'll see them. They won't completely abandon the run. That's just not Singler style. But you'll see quite a few more play actions. I mean, they've been very successful in the flat, so I don't know why you wouldn't roll them out, throw in the flat. The Cavemen really haven't had an answer for anything in the flat, so I don't think you'll see a deep shot by any means, but I think you'll see a lot of different short passes.
Three receivers, two to the right, one to the left-hand side. Ball in the middle of the field, right on the 20-yard line. There's the snap. Brown wants to throw to the flat on the right-hand side. It's complete to the man out of the backfield. Gets across the 25 out to about the 29-yard line. So Lafray gets his first reception of the night for 9 yards.
Yeah, and that was just a quick bubble screen is all that was. It was a glorified toss play with a couple of linemen pulling the lead block. And the Cavemen did a fairly good job. They had guys there, just didn't break down. So when he cut back, there was nobody there to make the tackle, and that's where you got the 8 or 9 yard gain.
Second nine from the 29. Or pardon me, second one from the 29. Two men split the left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. Single receiver to the narrow. And again, the give this time to Lafebvre. Puts his head down, gets first down yardage across the 35 to about the 36. The mark him at the 35. That's where the knee went down.
Yeah, the only problem the Panthers have is the style of play they have. The quarterback runs over the sidelines every play. And so we're with 9:40 left in the fourth quarter. They're going to have to pick up the tempo at some point to try to keep up.
Up the line of scrimmage, two men split left, one man split to the right-hand side. Now they'll move that man to the left-hand side. That's Boyd, and the pitch left-hand side goes to Lafebvre, looking for a corner to turn. Flag flies, and he stood up at about the 38, 37-yard line, but there's a flag down.
Yeah, it's, flag was thrown in the area of holding, typically.
Flag is resting on about the 36-yard line. The ball is on the 40-yard line.
Yeah, holding on the Panthers.
So we'll bring it back. So that'll take the ball back to the 26-yard line.
It'll be about first and, what, 19?
About that, yeah. So Brown in from the sidelines now. McKenna Brown, the quarterback. This is a senior-laden squad here. Lots of seniors on it. Two men split the right-hand side. One to the left. Ball on the left hash mark. Brown sharing information. Boy, there's blocking back. There's the snap past the flat left-hand side. Pretty quick. Ball is complete and pushed out of bounds on about the shy of the 35-yard line. He'll pick up two or three.
Yeah, the only thing the Panthers are really able to do is do those little bubble screens, quick flat routes. They haven't really shown much ability to throw the ball deep. I mean, this is about the time when you start to maybe see one in this second long sort of situation, but the Panthers really haven't shown any signs of the ability to throw it deep.
Second down and 12. McKenna Brown coming into this game is 24 of 47 throwing the football, so not a great percentage. Cavemen split the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side.
Timeout, Panthers.
Dan, timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard with 8:44 to play. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen.
just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Right back to action with the Panthers on the line of scrimmage right now. 2 minutes put to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Heavy pressure from the caveman. Passes away to the right-hand side. It's complete to the 30-yard line, but hit immediately and dropped. They'll lose yardage on the play.
Yeah, what a great tackle by Jet Stewart. No, that he's going to throw a flag for celebrating. Oh, they're calling the Panthers. I thought he was going to call a celebration penalty. As like the kids didn't even get a chance to celebrate. What a great job by Jet Stewart. They tried to run a backside tunnel screen to the caveman sidelines, and Jet, from his defensive end position, saw it coming instead of rushing up the field because the lineman let him go. He does a great job of just flashing to the sidelines, and he meets the wide receiver right as he catches it.
So that's going to make it third and about 20. Ball deep inside Panther territory at the 25-yard line. 2 men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. There's a snap. Had to give the tailback. Comes to the right-hand side. Gets a little running room, not much. Gets across the 30-yard line. He'll pick up a quick 7.
And Panthers going to have to punt because of that. Yeah, 3rd and 20. The Panthers' hands were kind of tied at that point. Can't really take a shot. Hopefully you can try to, you know, run the football and get the yards because the Cayman defense. But the Cayman defense tonight has done a very good job of keeping everything in front of them.
Brevik Hill back in single safety to receive the punt. There's a snap. Kick is up. Drives Hill. Well, it took a bounce on about the 40-yard line. Takes a Panther roll. Hill just going to let it roll dead. Shy of the 30-yard line. Good field position. Grants Pass takes over. First down and 10 at its own 31, leading by 2 touchdowns. 21-7 with 7 minutes and 11 seconds left to play in the contest against the South Medford Panthers. It's homecoming night. Had a great crowd on hand. Actually, for the good football we've seen in front of them, they've been pretty quiet tonight.
I mean, the whole first quarter was gone before Grants Pass touched the football. And then the second quarter wasn't real exciting for anybody. So nothing exciting really has happened until the second half of the Cavemen. So it's been kind of a dull night for what they're used to. Well, when you're used to 50 or 60 points a game, though.
100 points in the first
half.
Yeah,
this is a little boring.
2 men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol right now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Man comes in, motion going right to left. That's Trailer. Flying to the left-hand side. Turn, they give it to the tailback off the right corner. Puts his head down, gets out to the 30-yard line. So Berg on the carry. Gets another quick 5.
Yeah, we should see a healthy dose of Berg here until the Cavemen get put in a third down situation. Then I would assume they go to their screen game. This is about where you're trying to get the, you know, with 6:45 left and 21-7. You know, the time is not in the favor of the old Panthers, and so you're going to see the Cavemen take this thing all the way down every time. It's going to be a much slower pace now.
And with a hard-nosed runner like Berg, he can bang up 4 or 5 yards at a time. 3 of those, that's a first down. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Again, Berg this time in the pistol. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. Again, Trailer goes in motion right to left. There's the snap and the give to Noah. Passes away. It's complete down the right-hand side. He's out in front of everybody. So can he outrun the man from behind? And he's caught and tripped about the 9-yard line. Got a flag down?
I think you're going to have ineligible man downfield. I believe, yeah, ineligible man downfield. We had a lineman, a couple of them, about 7 yards down the field by the time Bassett. What a great read by Rosetta. They brought the house. They brought the corner. When Trailer came in motion, they brought the corner with him in man coverage, but then they blitzed where he came from. And so it was a great RPO read. Bassett was wide open in the flat, but that's a tough position to put the lineman into because you want them to block the run, but you can't let them get too far down the field. So, unfortunately, the Panthers dodge a bullet there. But
Bassett comes off a little limp. think he's just going to change socks. Sure. Sock pulled off.
But a great read from Rosetta. That's one of the better reads he's had all night.
So it's second and 11 ball from the 30-yard line of Grant's Pass. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. Berg is still the tailback. They show blitz. Stay in it. Passes away quickly left-hand side. It's complete to the 30-yard line across the 35 onto the 36, 37-yard line. So Traylor gets the reception. And they're going to get about 6 yards on it.
Yeah, I love the little quick screenplay, especially because Traylor sold it like he was going deep. Then he slams on the brakes, comes back, catches the football. And then he did a good job, actually. He thought about coming into the middle of the field on his run, but then he realized all of his friends were leading him towards the outside. So he just got outside and got whatever he could rather than trying to go against the grain.
Third and fairly long, about 6 for the Cavemen at the 35-yard line. Their own 35. Play comes in from the sidelines. 5:34 to play in the contest. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Again, Traylor comes in motion to the right-hand side, and the whistle stops the action.
Yeah, the play took a long time to get into the huddle, but that's also Rosetta's got to keep an eye on the back judge because as soon as he lifts his hand, that's when you know you have 5 seconds left, and this is the quarterback's job to make sure we get our eyes up and on the back judge, which Rosetta just lost sight of him.
So now it's 3rd and about 11. As the ball goes back to about the, 30-yard line. 2 men split left, 1 split to the right-hand side. Again, Traylor comes in motion going right to left. There's a snap. Looks right. Passes away. It's complete to Hill on the center of the field. Straight down the middle of the field. Gets to the 40-yard line. It'll be real close to first down yardage.
It's just short.
So it gets 10 yards. Yeah, you can tell what the home fans think of that one.
I don't like that spot. I mean, I don't know that it's a first down, but a whole yard short, there's no way. There's another one of those quick screens to Hill.
At the 40-yard line, 5 minutes left to play.
Coach Kennedy's going to let this thing run down, try to get a hard count, and then probably call a timeout. He's walking close to the ref right now.
2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Tried the hard count. No. We're showing blitz had 2 men up, 2 linebackers up, but now they look to the sidelines. And there's the timeout. 4:37 to play, 21-7 the score. We'll be right back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Fourth and 1 from their own 40-yard line for the Grants Pass Cavemen, leading by 2 touchdowns, 21-7, with 4:37 left to play. What's the call? It looks like the Cavemen are going for it.
I would imagine you see some sort of RPO so he can read who's blitzing.
All right. Trips out a triangle right at the end of the line of scrimmage. Lone receiver to the left-hand side. That's Traylor. Looks like 7 men on the line of scrimmage. Now the Panthers back off a little bit, and they give to Berg. Berg puts his head down, pulls ahead, and he gets it out to about the 45-yard line. 5-yard gain by Weston Berg. He's a battering ram.
Yeah, he did a good job there. It actually wasn't an RPO. It was a run the whole way. And Berg just puts his head down right into whoever was coming and just runs over, and he ends up getting about 4 or 5 on it.
First down and 10 now from the 39-yard line. 4:24 on the clock, and it's running. Cavemen with a fresh set of downs.
slow pace, waiting for that signal to come in. That's the way the coaches control the pace. Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol right now, Berg remains the tailback. There's a snap. Add the gift to Berg. Berg puts his head down, has a little hole, gets across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. He'll get about 3 yards.
Yeah, and this is where the Panther offense doesn't help their defense at all, because now there's 3.5 minutes left, 2 timeouts left for the Panthers. Came in second down and long. You know, this thing's going to be under 2 minutes for sure if the Panthers get the ball back. And they got to score twice still.
Caveman come up the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one right. Berg the tailback still in the pistol. There's a snap and they give to Berg. Pitches to him left-hand side. Tries to cut back up inside. Hit about the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play this time.
South Medford calls a timeout.
Third and long. South Medford calls timeout, 3:04 showing on the clock. It's 21-7, Grants Pass leads. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5, Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Third and long for the Grants Pass Cavemen here. 3:04 showing on the clock here. 21-7 the score. Grants Pass leading the South Medford Panthers. Cavemen come out of their huddle. Let's see what Coach Kennedy has come up with out of his back pocket this time.
Yeah, as much as for the Cavemen, as much as you want to throw the football, I mean, you may see a quick screen here, but you're going to run something that the Cavemen stay in bounds on, I would assume, because you're going to want to, if you don't get a first down, you're going to want to force South Medford to use their final timeout.
All right, Bowen and Hill split wide to the left-hand side, Trader to the right-hand side. Berg remains the tailback. Out of the pistol, and way offside, as a matter of fact. Number 5, Makita Brown, the starting quarterback for the Panthers. So instead of 3rd and 8, it's going to be 3rd and 3. Ball goes into Panther territory at the 49-yard line.
Now you do run the football, make them use their timeout, and then you could probably go for it on 4th down because the Panthers still have to score twice, and that would be with 0 timeouts left. So I think Kennedy gets to be a little bit more aggressive than he would have if it was the 3rd and long that we previously saw.
They reversed the wideouts. Trailer is now to the narrow side of the field, this side of the field, with 2 receivers to the far side. That's Bowen and Hill.
But now he's got a delay of game, so we gave it back.
So that'll bring it back to the 46-yard line. So never mind.
Yeah, and that's just Coach Kennedy. He's got to be a little bit more quick.
Split left, 2 men split to the right-hand side. Berg the tailback. Rosetta and the pistol. Gee, what do we got? Yeah, 4 down linemen. That's so big it looks like 5. Oh, bad snap. And the whistle stopped it before
the snap went off. Coach Kennedy called a timeout right before the snap.
So the Cayman called timeout. So the clock hasn't moved here through about 3 timeouts. We'll be right back with more after this 1 minute Cayman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's, our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman out of the huddle, coming up to the line of scrimmage now. Two-man split to the right-hand side. That's Bowen and Hill. Trader to the left-hand side. Slot left, that's Bassett. Berg remains the tailback to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Now in the shotgun, they'll bring a man in motion. That's Hill. On the fly sweep, they give it to Hill. And he's going to be caught again behind the line of scrimmage. Spence still fighting ahead, trying to fight back. That's twice they've trapped him on the narrow side of the field.
It was going to be a pass. It was going to be a fly sweep. Hill was getting ready to throw it, but there was nobody open downfield, and he was quickly running out of room. The problem is, too, he went out of bounds, so he's not going to force South Medford to use their final timeout either.
Lost two. Fourth down from the 44-yard line for the Grants Pass Cavemen. They will punt it away. We have back to receive here. Can't pick up a number. 14? There's a snap. Good snap. Gets the punt away. High and short. It'll come down about the 40-yard line. Take a Grants Pass bounce into the hands of one of the Grants Pass defenders at about the 44-yard line. So Leon really had to hurry that punt. It went straight up, maybe about 20 yards. Well off his average.
He's lucky he didn't get blocked. I've never brought the house on that one and barely missed blocking that thing.
2:52 on the clock, but at least we got it off 3:04. And the Panthers, down by two touchdowns, now have the football on their own 44-yard line.
Yeah, now the time is the biggest enemy for the Panthers. They've got 2:52 left, only one timeout left, and they have to score twice. So now the clock is really against them.
Up the line of scrimmage, they're sending two men to the right-hand side. That's the wide side of the field, ball on the left hash mark. Slot right, split left. There's a snap, rolling to the right-hand side, looking down the field. Squares, watch the throw deep. He's got a man there, but it is broken up by the Grants Pass Caveman. Bronx Ealy broke that one up. And the Panther stays on the field.
It looks like he's cramping, though. Yeah, great job by the sophomore, Bronx Ealy. He's been playing defense most of the night for the Cavemen, coming off the JV squad this week to come play varsity defense, and he's stepped right up to the plate and hasn't missed a beat for this Cavemen defense and given Powers the opportunity to take a break.
Still tending to the young man on the field here. We don't think it'll be long. Once again, we'll be on the road to Silverton next Friday night, folks. Hope you'll tune us in live. Our first trip there, we're looking forward to seeing a new venue we've not been in before in all the time we've been doing this. They're stretching that young man out now. So, yeah, it does look like a cramp. We'll get him off the field here in a moment or two and get right back to action.
Yeah, the Cavemen have a tough schedule remaining, going to Silverton, to Sprague, home against Sheldon, and then at West Salem. So three of the four Salem trips to finish the season. That's and all four of those teams are very capable of beating the Cavemen and being a top three team in this league. And so it's going to be an interesting dynamic as we get deeper in this season to see how the Cavemen handle traveling. And then your only home game is going to be Sheldon with senior night, which always adds a whole other level to it. But it's going to be a rough 4 weeks for the Cavemen. They're going to have to grind this one out. And then with the new playoff format, with only 24 teams getting in, the margin for error is very slim. You know, right now the Cavemen are ranked 17th. And, you know, traveling on the road doesn't hurt as much RPI-wise, especially next week going to the number two team in 5A. It's not going to be a huge bump either way, whether you win or lose. But, like I said, having that 24-team playoff versus the 32 that we've seen in the past, it's going to make a big difference for who actually gets in this year.
Gets into the playoffs. And West Salem, currently eighth in the coaches' poll. Sheldon is always Sheldon.
Yep. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, Silverton, even though they're 5A, Silverton would be a very, very good 6A team. They're just school-wise numbers. They're just it's just small. And so I think that, you know, these next four games, we're going to learn a lot about the Cavemen. We're going to learn a lot about the Cavemen before we come home for the Sheldon game. We're going to know a lot in the next 2 weeks as far as what's needed to happen those final two games when we, you know, go home and away again. But there's, you know, the Cavemen, you know, hopefully if they can finish this one out, they've really set themselves up for some success down the road. It's just a tough home stretch coming down the last four games.
I really thought we'd have this young man off the field here, and I hope it's not more serious than we initially thought. But they're still down and tending to him. And the Panthers are coming to the sidelines to talk to their coach. Cavemen are already over there. We'll take a chance and be back after this 30-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Just had the glasses up and saw Mr. Rosetta on the sidelines talking with the lineman. Waiting for his opportunity to get back on the field. Second down and 10, ball on the 44-yard line of the Panthers for the Panthers. Down by two touchdowns with 2:44 to play. And the young man has come off the field now, ready to get to action. Trips to the right-hand side. One receiver to the left-hand side for the South Medford Panthers, trying to get back and close this game up. Quick pass to flat, right-hand side. It's complete. Man comes to the 50-yard line, puts his head down, takes Caveman with him, but he'll pick up about 8 yards on the play.
Yeah, it's just a quick bubble screen down to the trip side of the field. And this is where the Panthers' tempo doesn't help. They're still coming to the sidelines to get the play and having to run all the way out on the field, and the clock is just ticking. It's at 2:20 left with only one timeout left.
Up the line of scrimmage come the Panthers.
There's no tempo or sense of urgency out of the Panthers.
No, split right. Two men split to the left-hand side. Now some confusion in the backfield. Put Boyd on one. They put Boyd as the tailback and put Lefebvre as the outside back. Going deep, throwing deep down the field. They've got a wide man there, but it's intercepted by Hill. The Cavemen take the football away, so Hill gets it at the 11-yard line. .155 showing on the clock.
Yeah, and with only one timeout left, this game is essentially over. One first down will do it for sure for the Cavemen.
So the Cavemen have it now, first down and 10 to go. Ball on their own 12-yard line. Rosetta comes in.
Still got Berg next to Rosetta.
Split left, trips right at the end of the line of scrimmage for the Cavemen on the right-hand side. There's the snap and the give to Berg. A little reverse direction. Comes across the 12-yard line. Gets a yard, maybe two, before he's rolled over. So he'll pick up two.
And
29 yards for the young man.
The Panthers will let first down and second down happen just to let the clock run. And then if they get a stop on third, that's when they would use the timeout. But, I mean, this game is essentially over, needing two scores down in under a minute and a half now.
Second down and 9, ball on the 13-yard line. Trailer split to the left-hand side, two receivers to the right-hand side. End in tight on the right. Out of the pistol this time, Berg still the tailback. There's a snap and the give to Berg. Off right tackle this time, just tries to pull ahead. Still around the corner, tried to turn the corner, does turn the corner, gets across the 15, out to about the 19-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down, but that'll bring up third and short.
Yeah, but another thing he did really well was once he bounced outside, he could have taken the easy road and tried to get a couple more extra yards and maybe gotten closer to the first down, but he did a good job of just ducking under the tackle and staying in bounds to keep this clock running.
38 seconds left on the clock. One more snap, maybe.
Well, South Memphis still has that timeout too, though, so I would imagine they use it and force the Cayman to punt.
2 men split the left-hand side. That's Bowen and Hill. Trader to the right-hand side. 20 seconds on the clock. There's a snap, and they give to Berg. Comes off left tackle. Dives ahead to about the 20-yard line. He'll get two more. And that's going to be the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Final score, 21-7. Grants Pass wins. We'll be back and recap it all for you, folks, right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do it best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the scoring for you here at the end of the game with the 21-7 score. Let's run down the scoring for us there, Mr. Morgan.
Yeah, so with 11:07 left in the third quarter, there's a 55-yard touchdown run by Powers. PAT was good by Leon to make it 14-7. And then with 10:35 left in the fourth quarter, there was another 7-yard run by Powers. PAT was good by Leon to make it 21-7. Which that was our final score, came in 21, Panthers 7.
All right, we'll run down some individual numbers. First of all, we have, their leading running back was Kevin Lefebvre with 74 yards. Total yardage on the ground, 119 yards. McKenna Brown, the quarterback, had 20 of those yards and a rushing touchdown. 119 yards on the ground for the Panthers. Through the air, McKenna was 7 of 13, 72 yards, 191 yards. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, Trayton Powers, I have him for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns. Let's see, Brevik Hill, 3 carries, 4 yards, and the touchdown. Weston Berg, 11 carries, 39 yards on the night, 151 yards on the ground. Through the air, 15 of 21 for Jordan Rosetta, 169 yards and 1 interception. Grants Pass generates 320 yards compared to 191 yards for the Panthers of South Medford High. Grants Pass wins, goes to 4-1 in conference, 4-1 overall, and holds on to third place in conference right now. 13:35 showing on the clock here in the afterglow of this football game. Home fans on the field right on that big blue and white GP in the middle of the field doing some celebrating. All right, let's take a little deep breath then. We'll come back and talk about the player of the game, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. After this 1 minute timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
We're talking about tonight's player of the game, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And there are several names that we can talk about. A lot of them you've heard before because you hear them call most of the night here. And we'll tell you what our final decision is and why when we come back right after this word from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, with a touchdown and an interception and lots of defensive plays, offensively, offense and defensive plays tonight, it's got to be Brevik Hill, our player of the game tonight, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute Kate Banton timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass wins 21-7 over the South Medford Panthers. Grants Pass goes to 4-1 in conference, 4-1 overall. South Medford is now 1-3 in conference and stays mired in the lower regions of the conference with just that one win. And do you realize that this year, Grants Pass has defeated both Medford schools?
Yeah, I mean, as coming from an old caveman, I should say, that's what it's all
put
about.
Put old in quotes, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. I mean, you knew this game was not going to be pretty. I mean, you knew that Singler, with 2 weeks to prepare, was going to have a great game plan, which he did. I'm just proud of the boys. I think they came over through some adversity. They showed some grit. That's a big win. I mean, like you said, when you can beat a blue and a red team from Medford in the same year, you're 4-1. You kind of set yourself up for the home stretch. You've basically given yourself a chance. Is all in high school football, that's all you can ask for, because you only get 9 opportunities. And so being 4-1, going into the home stretch now, which is a very tough home stretch like we talked about on that one timeout, I think Coach Kennedy is proud. I think he knows there's a lot to work on. I know that he knows the schedule coming up is not easy. I think personally they got to go 2-2 to get into the playoffs. I think 2-2 is a safe bet to get you in the playoffs. 1-3 is going to be tough. Obviously 3-1 or 4-0 obviously get you in no matter what. But I think 2-2 is safe. And obviously we want to go 4-0. I'm not sitting here saying that they're not going to win another game either. But I'm just saying, sitting from knowing that you played the lower-ranked team today, so you're not going to get any higher rankings. So you're still going to be in that 16, 17, 18 range. You're kind of in a danger zone bubble-wise, so you're going to have to find a way to beat two of these teams who are going to be ranked. You know, Sheldon will start climbing. They'll get better and better. And so I truly believe that the Cavemen can go 2-2. They'll find their way into a playoff. Which bracket? Who knows? Who cares? Just find your way in the playoffs, and whatever proceeds after that is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, getting two rivalry wins, both at home. Yeah, I think, you know, that's stuff that you dream of. It's stuff that you want to happen, and the Cavemen made it happen this year. And you know, now we look to the future and keep grinding.
I know there's still work to be done for Grants Pass, particularly on the defensive side. And we'd like to add about 140 pounds each lineman out there. However, Grants Pass held the South Medford Panthers, who scored 35 points against South Salem, were averaging over 26 points a game, held them to 7. That's a good sign for the Grants Pass Cavemen here at this stage of the season, over halfway through it right now. So that might be one of the best things to come out of this game.
Yeah, I mean, the offense can't put up 60 points a game. You know, you knew at some point there was going to come a time where they were going to have to grind it out and figure out a way to win, and the offense did that tonight. You know, Rosetta doesn't even have a touchdown pass. And so the fact that they got away with that, they, you know, sigh of relief, you move on. Defense played incredible. I mean, you can't touche to that defensive group. Especially after what happened last week, you know, you can hang your head and you can go, oh, you know, this is the way it's going to be. Or, obviously, they came to work this week, put in the time, did the scouting report, and showed that, you know, they are capable of stopping somebody. And so, yeah, great win, 4-1, and excited to see what the next 4 weeks brings now.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed us for those next 4 weeks. Hope you enjoyed tonight. Let's see. For Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, our executive producer is Brian Deonti. Color commentary by Zach Morgan. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cavemen 21, the South Panthers 7. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.